about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What is this?
This is the best day of your life. From now on, everything that changes.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
I think this is a breakthrough.
No, it's not a breakthrough.
I think it's a breakthrough.
Not a breakthrough.
I'm pretty sure it's a breakthrough. I'm going to write down breakthrough.
You're writing down breakthrough. It's just a waste of everybody's time.
Break.
That whole pad, you might as well throw it. It does nothing, that pad.
Breakthrough. Anything else on your mind?
I'm cold. Switch up, and then, well, now I'm cold. All right, bend over. Okay, I'm slipping, and then bad things.
Columns could crumble, the moon could explode, a banshee could scream in the very face of time, and I will not stop watching this vagina.
And now,
whatever this is, you shouldn't be doing it with the door open.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 20th of August.
I've not confirmed this, but I have just seen online that it is National Radio Day. Is that possible?
Of course.
Don't know.
Is today National Radio Day?
Yes.
Let's ruin it.
I feel like I am underprepared for the holiday.
I mean, it's not a holiday.
Well.
As much as it's just National Radio Day.
Right. But, I mean, what is a holiday but a day that is marked for
Labor
special
day,
celebration?
Say. Okay.
I mean, You're
saying
words,
it's not a holiday. I'm just saying it's there's 10 different days every day.
I've decorated my National Radio Day
good.
Tree.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's on me then.
Little microphones and
so
headphones.
So in your totalitarian world, Kevin, it's only a holiday if the government says it's a holiday.
Oh,
you only recognize the man's holiday, not the people's holiday.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Must be nice to be a sheep.
fair enough. How is everybody today?
Very natural.
We are good. Nice question.
Thank you for asking.
I'm working on my AI technology to see if I can be replaced by a computer. I think so far it is going well.
Dude, it's National Radio Day. We got to step it up.
What do you normally celebrate National Radio Day with, Bean? Is there certain people you listen to, old tapes?
Yeah, I mean, I think I reflect.
Mm-hmm.
I reflect on the medium. I have
medium.
It's a medium.
I know.
I have Ruben tell me stories about before radio.
Right.
You know, and what a big deal it must have been.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said yesterday, you know, he interned with Marconi.
Yeah, you know, he was there for the birth.
he was there. He saw it come into play. So, yeah, I'll make it a day. Sure, I will. I would have picked a different T-shirt if I'd have known it was National Radio Day. A lot of good
radio
I'm
t-shirts. Not positive your T-shirt matters today.
Well, nothing matters to you, man.
Well, I'm saying no one is even going to see your T-shirt. Zero people.
Actually, that's true.
Okay.
That is true. When was the last time you guys wore a tuxedo?
Wow. Oh, gosh, never.
It's been quite some time.
Did you wear one for your wedding, Jensen?
No, it was more of like a suit. It was. Mm-hmm. It had tuxedo elements, but it was a suit.
Just a fancy suit.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin?
I don't know. I was thinking 4 or 5 years at least.
4 or 5.
At least.
Oh, I would have thought like 20.
Oh, it's very possible.
Four or 5 years ago seems not that long ago.
Yeah.
All right. Did you serve hors d'oeuvres somewhere?
40 or 50 years ago.
What would you have worn a tuxedo for?
An event that requires tuxedos?
Like a black tie, like
I
fancy
don't know, dude. I don't
celebrity
remember it specifically. It just seems like a long time.
I think I wore it for a friend's wedding. That and that
your
was
friend's a dick.
Yeah.
That you were in, I
yeah.
hope.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I was in it probably about 10 years ago.
I don't
Why
think,
do you ask?
Well, there's two tuxedo stories in the news today, and I was just thinking, man, that's a word I haven't even thought about the fact that a tuxedo exists in forever. One is a wedding in New York between Aaron and Michelle Benitez, who found a way to include their cat, Prince Michael, in the ceremony. Prince Michael was a groomsman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing a tuxedo. The furriest member of the family wearing a little tuxedo there. He's been a huge part of our lives ever since we started dating. Even as a kitten, Michael would ride the subway with me to go to Central Park or the beach or wherever. Our first Valentine's Day, we brought him along for the day. We've made it a tradition to include him in events ever since.
That's a sad little couple right there.
Jeez.
They look very sweet and very happy,
sure
they love
normally,
their cat.
Normally, you have to be alone to say things like that.
The sight of seeing the cat all dressed up in a tuxedo was something new for the couple's wedding photographers, who had both never seen anything quite like a cat as a groomsman.
These are people, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
A wedding guest said it was no surprise to see Prince Michael as Aaron's groomsman on a wedding day. He is calm and loyal, just the kind of man you want standing next to you on the biggest day of your life. He knows how to have fun.
Not to be picky, but not a man.
No.
Okay. He knows how to have fun. He kept the party going on the dance floor.
Oh, my God.
I got to be honest. He's bringing me around.
Sounds like a party animal.
I just, you know how I feel about dressing up animals. I'm very much against it. I think animals are perfect the way they are without wearing little hats and little suits and little vests.
And they're miserable, so stop it.
I would think, there's some animals who seem to not care, but in general, I feel like they'd rather not be dressed up. Okay, so that's thing one. So happy for Prince Michael getting ready to be part of it.
Great. Directing cats is like directing a group of world-class athletes.
So that's a cat in a tuxedo who is celebrated and photographed. An Alabama high school student who wore a tuxedo for her senior portrait instead of the traditional black drape for girls received her yearbook only to discover that her photo was not printed in the yearbook.
Oh.
Ouch.
Her name is Holly Geralds. She graduated this year from Springfield High School in Birmingham, Alabama, and she said she just wanted to be herself in her senior portrait, so asked the photographer if she could wear a tuxedo instead. It's what I'm more comfortable with. If I were to wear a drape, it just doesn't feel like me. She is a member of the LGBT community, as you might guess, and she said it would have been humiliating to have to wear the outfit that they asked her to, and she just wanted to be herself, and then wasn't printed in the yearbook. Now, is this discrimination because of her sexuality, or is this just the school saying, like a school uniform, everybody has to wear the black velvet drape, that's the only way to get your photo taken?
I'm confused as to what a black velvet drape is.
It's described as a V-neck black velvet drape, which I think they just put on everybody to kind of cover whatever it is they're wearing so that they all look the same in the class photos.
Oh, I see.
That sounds real gross to wear just like a huge drape anyway. But I don't understand. So the other people wore whatever they wanted underneath but wore the drape over it. She decided to just not wear the drape and have a tuxedo.
Have a tuxedo, right. So she stepped out of line, right.
Well, then she shouldn't have done
I guess it might be a little different. I thought you were saying that she was discriminated against because she didn't wear basically a dress, in other words.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be the case here. Superintendent of the school said that senior portraits are taken in accordance with longstanding school guidelines, but that the district is reevaluating those guidelines to consider what changes, if any, need to be made. I mean, I guess I can understand not wanting everybody to just, well, maybe I can't understand it. I can see the argument for not wanting anyone to wear whatever they want, because you don't want people to show up with stuff that's going to be, you know, somebody shows up with a Satan t-shirt or something like that.
Good question, Bean. Let's definitely work it out on the air.
Look, I'm trying to think through the news here.
And what if someone wore a Satan shirt?
Yes. And we've seen people who have caused controversy with wearing political material
on
their shirts.
Well, then that would be different. This is a tuxedo, but it sounds like it's like a long-standing tradition to wear something over what you're wearing, not what you're wearing. And she decided to not wear the kind of like accoutrement or whatever.
So if I'm reading you correctly, you hate the gay and lesbian community. Oh,
no, do not put that on me. No, I think it sounds more like a technicality.
Yeah, if it's a rule by the school and everyone has to do it, and it doesn't really...
It also sounds stupid.
Of course, but it doesn't really say anything about your sexuality or anything else. It's just a thing that everyone else does.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like you sort of should then.
Yeah, like a cult. Yeah. Exactly.
So our takeaway then is tuxedos for cats, yes.
Nope.
Tuxedos for girls, no.
That's not what we said.
That's what Jensen said.
No, that's not what I said.
This is a terrible start to National Radio Day.
I heard it. We have to start doing things to just make us look like we've got our act together here, because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like the new segment, Bean Works Through the News on the Air.
Also, we really didn't come up with much on the way out. Like, we just talked about it. And we're like, yeah, I guess that's a story.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You have syphilis, Jim.
We are killing it.
Syphilis. Running out of the room.
Jillian Bell will join us.
She's delightful.
She's agreed.
She ran a marathon.
You want to know what's not delightful?
What? Yeah.
Sex in a porta potty.
Oh man,
that's not delightful.
I don't think we need to.
We found out yesterday, Kevin, that somebody on this show has made out in a porta potty.
Oh man, that is
right.
Underwear.
Got some explaining to do.
Underwear. What's up?
Great question.
Thank you.
You should be the king of that segment.
Our favorite actors who sing. Mm-hmm. We've all come up with a list of the people who are actors, but then believe that they can sing, so they go on to try and make some music.
Because it's easy to make fun of the bad ones.
Yes.
There are a few good ones.
Yes.
Yes, there are some who've had tremendous, successful careers being singers.
And women with armpit hair. So today's a big day. We're really celebrating the National Radio Day.
Hiya, folks.
Well, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Hey, Allie.
Hi, Bean.
It's National Radio Day, so make it good.
Shouldn't apply to you.
Why start now? I mean,
well, we gotta get warmed up for when we go live at 6.
Oh, right. Okay.
Got it. You guys know that some people are really afraid of clowns.
Yes.
Bean just posted a clown in his opening tweet. I'm sure people will not be pleased with that. However, Renee Jensen of Harrington Park, New Jersey, she got home Saturday afternoon to find a stuffed animal that looked like Pennywise the clown from, of course, Stephen King's It. So she did what any of us would do. She called police. Police came over. They found no evidence of anything suspicious on her property. So then she did what any of us would do. Demand the police take it with them. The police said, yeah, no, lady, we're not taking the clown with us. So then she did something any of us would do. She burned it.
What? And this was what? A stuffed animal?
A clown stuffed animal.
A Pennywise.
Why not just put it in the trash?
Well, no, because it can come out of the trash and get you.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
So it's now burned. And then just to follow it up, she slept with a knife that night, just in case.
Wow.
Renee Jensen of Harrington Park, New Jersey, calm your teeth.
That's a level of fear you don't see very often.
My goodness.
You know what, though? It would be cool if you were one of her neighbors and just started dressing like a clown.
Just walk by her window.
Yeah, walk by her window.
Unbelievable. Or just be in your window.
Yes. Just stare at her.
Looking at her. And then when she walks out, you just move your head. Oh, that would be so fun.
Or a good one also would be to make, like, it's middle of the night, make a bunch of racket. She looks out her back window, and you're dressed as a full clown just digging in your backyard.
Oh, man. But a part of you is, like, burned?
Yeah.
You would totally do that if you lived next door to Renee, wouldn't you?
There's not a question. There's not a question that I would do 100 different things. That, like, she would have, like, a red nose on her doorknob one morning. I would do everything.
Each day, a fresh chance.
A different clown setup at her place.
I know we've talked about it before, but it must be incredibly difficult to be a clown right now because of it. Because of the picture I posted is from the new Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing but terrifying clown images in pop culture right
now. Unless you're Clownvis,
that's
who
why
brings
Clownvis.
Joy to everyone. Exactly.
Yeah, Clownvis is the exception. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Clownvis for acoustic, right?
Agreed.
Yes, that's
please.
Happening for sure.
Okay. Just making sure we're on the same page. Hey, Billie Eilish, way to dethrone that that guy from Old Town Road, Lil Nas X. She halted the 19-week domination of that dude's song, Old Town Road, because Bad Guy is now number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yay! Excellent.
Mm-hmm. By the way, she spent 9 weeks in the runner-up spot, which is the most for any title before reaching number one. So she did something cool, too. Second place for so long, right? By the way, since she's 17, she is now the first person born in this century to have a number one single.
Here we go.
She's also...
She would have been number one this whole time if it wasn't for this wild one-off.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, a lot of people. Taylor Swift. I mean, he basically kept a lot of
Ariana
people out
Grande,
of
everybody. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. She's also the youngest artist to hit number one since Lorde, who was 16, when Royals hit number one. So, young ladies killing it is what
good,
I'm saying.
Good for her.
Billy rules.
And young dudes. I mean, 19 weeks, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lil Nas X was at number one with Old Town Road.
Just, is that a song we will hear in a year and enjoy? Do you think?
Old Town Road?
Yeah.
Probably not enjoy.
I
it's
don't
been
think so.
Played out of, you know, control. But I think it will hold.
You think it holds up?
I think it holds.
But when we look back 10 years and we go, that was the number one song of all time?
That hook melody is pretty great.
Yeah.
But it's also like a minute and 40 seconds or something. It's like a very, very, very short song. So I think it's a bit of a gimmick, but I still like it.
Do you see that on the Kevin Bean Party Machine in 2030 then?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. It holds. And it'll be better when we stop, you know, radio stops playing it every 5 seconds.
That will help, yeah. Thank you.
We keep in the name Kevin and Bean once you're gone?
Well, I mean, I didn't know
only
what
for the party
machine.
I mean,
be specific, Bean.
Only
be
for
specific.
The party machine.
I didn't know what you guys were going to call the show. So.
No, we're still calling Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
All right, some birthdays for you.
Ooh, wow.
Amy Adams, Robert Plant, Al Roker.
I pooped my pants.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Andrew Garfield, Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
And a man that, well, quite frankly, we led the charge, and you're welcome, Weenie Roasters, Mr. Fred Durst.
Last I heard, Kevin and Bean hated Limp Bizkit.
We don't. We love you, and happy birthday, sir.
Our friend Billie Eilish, who has the number one song in America, as Allie just revealed, is also the subject of the new limited edition K-Rock Billie Eilish sticker, which you can get at any SoCal Hot Topic location. Just upload a selfie of you with your sticker at krock.com for your chance to win an intimate show with Miss Eilish for you and 20 friends. Plus, oh, let's just not forget a brand new car as well. It's a 2019 Honda Fit, so you can get the sticker at any Hot Topic location and beer mug tomorrow. You're going to be in Irvine from 1 till 3, giving away lots of K-Rock prizes and dealing out the stickers as well. So, good times, you guys. Get on it.
Let's talk about armpit hair, huh? Who's with me? Armpit hair.
Yeah, Radio Day.
Woohoo!
Today, there's a lot of body talk.
I know.
on the program today. We were going to spread it out, but we thought, you know what? Let's just blow it out. Let's just do it all in one day. Let's do underwear talk today. Let's do sex in a porta potty talk today. Let's do armpit hair talk.
Yeah, we
today.
Were going to spread it out, but now we're just going to blow it out.
Yeah.
Before we hear this amazing audio from something called The Blast. Your thoughts on ladies who decide to go all natural in their armpits.
I am not into it.
I'm not down with that either.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it in the most sensitive
way. Politically
correct way. Yeah, but I just think it's not. I'm just not into it.
Mm-hmm. Allie,
It is not for me. Mm-hmm. At all. If it's for you, good for you.
Yeah, I don't think you're a weird. Well, maybe I do. If it involves you like licking it, that's weird.
What just happened?
I was going to say, if that's your kink or whatever, if your kink is underarm hair, I'm not going to shame you for it. But then I thought, oh, if I see you licking it, maybe
but
I would.
And I was thinking about this, just like when we had the circumcision talk about your son. You know, less than half of the world's men are circumcised. It's very much an American thing to be circumcised. And it's very much an American thing to have shaved pits if you're a lady. In much of the world, it is not uncommon at all. Mm-hmm. It's just the choice that people make. So let's hear what The Blast has to say about it, because it's been back in the headlines lately because of model and actress Emily Ratajkowski, who you remember from the Robin Thicke Blurred Lines video. She was also in Gone Girl. And she recently did a photo shoot with the armpit hair.
Long hair, don't care.
I already love it.
I'm in.
I already love it.
Long hair, don't care.
Right.
More and more stars are shaving off social norms and growing armpit hair, with Emily Ratajkowski being the latest to sport long locks below the neck. But the model isn't the only woman to stun fans with hairy magazine covers and tangled public photos.
Whoa, what?
Whoa, hold up. The actual magazine cover has hair on it?
Ew. The writing in this thing.
Stop making my sons horny.
Exactly, ma'am.
Let us take you down the long road of hairy stars.
I mean, she really,
she's into it,
is really going for the hair puns.
Yeah. Emrata revealed the new look and wrote it.
Wait, hold on. Did she just call her Emrata?
Yeah,
I think that's
her Instagram.
That's her Emrata revealed the new look and wrote an essay about female empowerment for the September issue of Harper's Bazaar. The Gone Girl star and women's rights activist chops it up to a female's right to choose. She wrote, quote, "If I decide to shave my armpits or grow them out, that's up to me. For me, body hair is another opportunity for women to exercise their ability to choose." The model...
Now, by the way, I agree with her on that.
I don't think anyone's saying, hey, you should be forced by law to shave your armpits.
No, not
she can
by
do it if she wants, but no. Also, what's the response, you know?
So it sounds to me, Kevin, like when you get the opportunity to have sex with Emily Ratajkowski, you're going to have to pass.
In her case, though. I can work my way past it.
Big of you.
But here's what I was wondering about. Allie, and I guess I'm kind of directing this to you a little bit. Is this one of those many, many things that women have to deal with because it's what men like? In other words, women, if you're living on the Wonder Woman Island and it's all chicks, nobody's shaving their armpit hair, right? Because they don't have to.
I am, because why would I want hair there that can get all musty and gunky and then you put deodorant on and it's like, I'm a deodorant ball under here. Gross.
That's inaccurate.
That is disgusting.
I'm with her. So you don't think it's like I have to wear all this makeup or I have to dress a certain way or I have to do my hair a certain way
I need to fit in. I hate to break it to you guys. Mm-hmm. Women wear makeup and cute clothes and all that mostly for other women. For other women to go, oh, that's a really cute outfit. Yeah, every now and then a guy says, oh, that looks great. Nine times out of ten, you guys don't pay attention to Jack.
You think a dude cares about a smoky eye?
Exactly.
I've never even noticed a smoky eye.
You think a guy is like, oh, did she overline her lips? No, you guys don't care.
I've never even looked at shoes. Other than sneakers, I'm like, oh, those are nice red bottoms. I've never even thought that.
I hate to drop that breaking news on y'all, but you don't matter.
You know what else I don't care about?
What?
Bangs. Don't care.
Oh, see? But we'll talk to you about it.
That's
for
what I'm saying.
Hours.
That's all you girls sure will talk will. About. Yeah.
Now, that's really interesting to me, Allie, because I honestly thought a lot of the what women put themselves through is so that they look attractive to men. And you're saying that's not the case.
Oh, how weird. You would think it was all about you guys?
I would. Yes. Huh. Because I feel like you don't have to do all of those things. You know what I mean? But I feel like. I think
manicures and pedicures and stuff are self-care. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't, I'm like, I don't.
Same with me. It's that's how I feel.
Yeah, I don't think that it's just for us, but.
All right, let's hear some more from Emrata.
The model revealed that she usually tends to shave, but Ratajkowski adds that, quote, "Sometimes letting my body hair grow out is what makes me feel sexy." Halsey appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone in June 2019, sporting stubble and airing out her hairy pits.
I don't need... Come on now.
I don't need
hairy pits.
Come on. Do we need airing out, too?
I know.
Come on.
We don't. By the way, when I worked in Baltimore in the late 70s, Harry Pitts was my on-air name, so it's also...
That would be spanking.
And also a little bit sensitive. I do just want to get through a little bit of Halsey here before we have to take a break.
The singer wore minimal makeup, undone curly hair, and a white tank top while showing off her tats and underarms. She's known to be a free spirit and obviously wanted to make a statement in her cover, showing that a woman is free to be naturally beautiful. Surprisingly, her fans didn't think her armpit hair was a nightmare.
Okay, here it is. You guys, this is my favorite part. The whole reason I wanted to do this segment. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Surprisingly, her fans didn't think her armpit hair was a nightmare. Get it? Because one of her songs is called Nightmare. And
boo!
You go straight to hell.
I'm so mad.
I mean, people make puns like that and they leave it up to the listener to get it.
Yeah.
You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
She beat us over the head with it.
Get it? Because
she has a song called Nightmare.
In fact, they actually embraced the look. They tweeted, "Weird side note, but I appreciate that they didn't edit your underarms and that you have your natural hair. Keep it 100. Another person tweeted, "Excuse me, the armpit stubble? I'm screaming."
Okay, I think we've had enough. Ladies, do whatever you want. I feel like we're just doing the show like it's a regular day, like somebody's not going to win tickets to see The Cure later on this morning.
Right?
Like, that's a big deal right there. The Brookside at the Rose Bowl on August 31st, which will be here before you know it, with Deftones and Pixies. Allie, you're going to be giving those away in one of your What's Happenings today.
I am. It's going to be a very special What's Happening.
All right, looking forward to that coming up. First, though, we're in the meeting yesterday after the show, And Muggs, out of nowhere, brings up a crazy story from his past that I think we need to delve into a little bit. Muggs.
Yeah, I have a high school girlfriend who constantly...
Have or had?
Had.
Okay.
Constantly takes pictures and posts them of her and her brother. Okay. Everywhere.
On like an Instagram.
On an Instagram, right. On Facebook, on Twitter, them at Magic Mountain, them at a Vegas club, them just walking down the street one day. And it's like every single post. And I was sitting
it's
there.
It's a brother and sister.
It's a brother and sister.
And this is adult.
Yes, how adult.
Your age?
Yeah, my age. Right. Mid-30s. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, I'm like, I've known a lot of brother and sister duos in my time.
Dottie and Marie come to mind, yeah, right?
Sure.
Keep on bragging.
You know them. Right. But I've never seen somebody post this much of a brother and sister duo. And I started,
meaning like they're together everywhere they go?
Everywhere they go. Now, everywhere they go.
Is it a, I just want to clarify here, is it just a tight family situation? Like, are there parents involved too? Is it the family getting together or just the brother and sister?
Sometimes you'll see the family, but not all the time.
So what you're saying is it's off-putting that the brother and sister post pictures on social media that makes them look like a couple.
Yeah, because if you didn't know any better... You'd think they were a couple.
Oh, you guys look happy together.
I follow someone on Instagram who does something similar.
Muggs did a little quiz with me yesterday. And he's like, brother and sister, boyfriend, girlfriend. And went through the pictures. I'm like, boyfriend, girlfriend. He's like, nope, brother and sister. And then one of her and the guy she's dating now. And I'm like, brother. She's like, nope, boyfriend. I was wrong about all of them.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's a nice tip, though, that she does have a boyfriend. So clearly she has a life outside of hanging out
who
with her
looks
bro.
Looks a lot like her brother.
Yeah. Oh.
But wait, Bean, she may have a boyfriend, but if the only picture she's posting are the one of her and her brother, that's sort of weird.
Or at least, you know, 2 to 3 times as much as the one of her and her boyfriend. That's,
but I can't, you think the boyfriend would take...
I can't be mad at siblings who remain close, though. I
mean, no,
if you,
of course.
If you're lucky enough to have
but
a sibling...
how close, Bean?
Well, I feel like you're trying to make this creepy, by the way. Just because they hang out together, maybe they've always been close since they were little kids, and they're kind of best friends. What's wrong with that?
Because when you're a grown adult, you're supposed to have these sort of like side lives, I think. And I think because they're the opposite sex, like, I don't think we'd be having this conversation about a guy and a guy posting pictures as brothers or a girl and a girl as sisters. There's something kind of weird about posting grown adult, like going out to Vegas clubs, doing the things that you're used to seeing couples do, but seeing it as brother and sister.
At the beach, in, you know, swimwear. It's weird. It's really weird. I don't know. I don't like...
You're worried about them?
No, but I don't like to, you know, think those thoughts.
I think this is just all in your head, Beer Mug. I really do.
No, I kind of get what Beer Mug is saying. I get it. I think that you just... We use social media and we see a lot of couples. And when you start seeing the same of a man and a woman posting over and over again, your brain says that's a couple.
Okay, but let me ask you this. You said you wouldn't have any problem with bros being bros, right?
Yes, brothers.
What's the difference? If it's not a sexual relationship, and I don't think any of us are suggesting that it is, what's the difference between sisters hanging out, brothers hanging out, and brothers and sisters hanging out? They're all siblings who can have equally close relationships.
Well, this is a very good question.
I think it's sexual.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the one post where they're like, can't wait to watch Flowers in the Attic... And then I was like, that's a lot.
Seems odd. Christine wrote on our sort of inside, you know, the what's it called? WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. She said, do Muggs and Jensen have best friends who are girls? No.
No.
No, we don't.
No.
Oh, interesting.
No, we don't.
Oh, see, then this is now going to lead into a bigger topic of can men and women actually be friends?
Can brothers and sisters be friends without having sex, is what you're saying. I guess I'm just saying, no, I don't, because I'm a grown man who has a wife in this case. And I think that we're used to that. Maybe it's more of a tradition in America. I don't know. But for some reason, when you're in your 30s and your best friend is your sister and you're a dude and you go out to all these things that we're used to seeing with couples, it's odd.
And
it is a little odd.
And Christine brought up a point like, well,
I'm asking Christine to come in, by the way, because I think she's the one who's most okay with this compared to the rest of y'all.
Okay.
Because I got to tell you, so far I'm Team Christine. I don't have any problem with this at all. And I don't know why you would even think there's anything nefarious going on just because siblings are close friends. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the opposite of that. All right, Christine, you were in defense of brothers and sisters being best friends.
I mean, it didn't even strike me as a 1% odd at all.
Oh, no. So
does that mean you?
You well, or us?
I will say, though, that, you know, listening to Muggs and Kevin and Jensen, who I think now realizing that you guys aren't the kind of guys that have best girlfriends, I would say 50% of my friends are guys. And so to me...
Right, but if you had a boyfriend...
Right.
Would you be posting mostly pictures of you and those friends?
Absolutely. I mean, with all of them. Because just because you have a boyfriend...
Again, now you're changing it. With all of them. I'm saying one and one.
Like, of course. Okay. One and one. Okay. For sure. Okay. And here's the thing. Because just because you have a boyfriend or a wife doesn't mean your life stops.
No, of
course. I've always maintained my friendships. And I don't think that just because your friend is a guy, it's the same argument as guys who are homophobic. Who think
this seems like a stretch. But
no, I mean, it is. Because just saying that a guy is attracted to a guy that you can't have a normal... human relationship.
Right.
It's the same with a woman and a man.
No, I think they can have. I don't think they're having sex. I don't think the brother and sister are having sex. I just think it. It looks. I think it's more about a thing that just like it's off putting. It's like, why?
Why?
Does
why?
It, because it seems like you're having a relationship with your brother or sister that is on par with what we're normally used to seeing on social media between a boyfriend and girlfriend.
But you also don't have a problem if that was happening with two brothers or two sisters.
No, it wouldn't.
And that's inconsistent, Jensen, I think.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is.
I think that's inconsistent.
But I don't think that...
You know the thing Jensen's not saying?
Mudge, would you be comfortable dating a... This woman from your high school now, would you be comfortable dating her when she puts up 7 pictures of her brother at the beach but one of you hanging out?
Absolutely not. I would have a humongous problem with
that. Can I, just to clarify, Muggs, only child?
Yes.
Jensen, only child?
Yes.
Okay.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
We should go back and look and find out when the last time was a K-Rock song was the number one song in America. I bet it's been years.
3-4 years?
I mean, think about how infrequently our music gets played on other radio stations.
Susie and the Banshees, I'm being told. That's the last time. Yeah.
it's been a while. So congratulations again to Billie Eilish for the honor. Allie is here with what's happening on a Tuesday.
Well, Stephen Amell is currently shooting Arrow's 10-episode final season. But we don't need to worry about Stephen Amell because he has his first post-Arrow gig already lined up.
Really?
It is right in his wheelhouse. The actor is signed on to headline Heels. It's an 8-episode drama series on Stars about the men and women who chase their dreams in the world of small-town pro wrestling. Yes.
Perfect. I know somebody who's in.
Yeah. He's
Kevin.
He's been involved with the WWE and all that for a while. He's
and
been
AEW,
on Raw.
Yeah. He's been all over the place.
And SummerSlam, all of that. So
he wrestles.
This is a big deal for him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's like jumped through tables.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Am I the only person still watching Arrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the world.
Okay.
Hey, dumb question, Kevin. What are Arrow's superpowers?
He doesn't really have superpowers. He just learned to fight, and he can shoot an arrow through a ring, a wedding ring.
I wonder
why
you're the only guy who's watching it. Really sold it, man.
How often does he have to shoot an arrow through a wedding ring from 2 miles away?
I don't know. I couldn't think of another way to say how well he... Okay.
He's like a sharpshooter, but
yes,
with arrows?
With arrows.
Into a wedding ring. So he really can only work at weddings.
Yeah. That he doesn't want to happen.
Yeah. He's basically like a wedding DJ, but with an arrow.
Okay. Okay.
That sounds like I've been missing a lot.
Yeah. He doesn't really have a superhero. That's how it started. No superpower.
I mean,
superpower.
He doesn't have a power. It's just it's more grounded in reality. There are some characters on there that have more powers. But
got it.
Okay, back to you.
Guys, Robert De Niro's assistant has been let go and is now being sued for $3 million.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Here is what this young lady is being accused of. loafing during work hours.
Mm-hmm. Loafing is a word we need to bring back.
Yeah.
Who hasn't, by the way?
Who's not loafed?
Binge watching astounding hours of TV shows on Netflix. Expensing lavish trips, floral arrangements, iPhones, Uber rides, a Louis Vuitton handbag, and dog sitters. And also stealing Robert De Niro's frequent flyer miles. And
what? This person's my hero.
Wow. By the way, on top of all this, getting paid $300,000 to be his assistant.
This is not a sane person, folks.
You guys.
That's insane.
It seems like you had it okay for a while. What are you doing?
Yeah, no kidding. That's a great job to screw up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think she's unstable, to tell you the truth.
Okay, got it. If he wants repayment of all cash, goods, and those frequent flyer miles. Not good.
What a slut. We hate her.
But loafing during business hours is now my favorite thing.
I saw online she has watched 55 episodes of Friends while on the clock.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And the
she's
fact
a
that
bitch.
It's obviously not her Netflix account, so they can look at that and be like, recently watched, and it's just pages and pages. Wait, this was all during work.
Apparently, she's never made love in her entire life.
I don't know if we're saying that, but just a lot of TV, you guys. Bean?
Yes, dear.
This is sad news for us.
Uh-oh.
But great news for Muggs, Kevin, and Jensen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Having kids makes you happier.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I stopped reading that too soon. Having kids makes you happier once they've moved out.
Oh.
Very different story.
Very different. Yeah, this is a new study that says once they're gone, that's when your life really gets good.
Mm. Sure.
I have a little while.
That's weird.
I have a while.
You do have a bit.
Really
yeah. You have a minute to wait.
A little bit.
At the same time, kids who still live at home were found to have a negative effect on the well-being of their parents.
Mm. You mean as they grow older?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they should leave, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, congrats.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so
my kids made my
years.
Life so much better before they moved out, even.
Yeah?
Aww.
Yes. They're not listening, Kevin.
Okay, then.
Thank God they're gone.
Oh, it was Eddie Murphy's Comedian in Cars I watched last week, and he talks about how sad he is now that he has no children in the house. He says he goes room to room crying sometimes.
He just had a baby, like, 2 years ago.
Maybe moved out.
Got a job.
They grow up fast these days, you guys.
Maybe the two-year-old moved out.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah, he says he has 10 kids or 11, I don't remember, but that they are frequently over, like they come over all the time.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's how he wants it, yeah.
Hmm. All right.
I think Eddie Murphy got so reclusive that he kind of built up his own city within the walls of his house with just family members.
Yeah, it has like a Kinko's in it. It's like he never has to leave.
Why Kinko's?
Starbucks.
Why is he making all those coffees?
He makes copies.
Copies of what?
Scripts and stuff? He's got work to do.
Reading scripts.
But he's thinking about it.
Okay.
In case he needs a script, it's there.
I see.
Why Kinko's? It's a weird choice.
Well,
you can have anything.
Where do you go to
your home?
Copies?
Listen.
But nobody's making copies.
Who? If your computer goes down and you need 10 minutes. Go to Kinko's. Just get on the internet. You put your card in.
What's
Use the
happening?
Fax. Use the fax machine.
Who's faxing?
Another great question.
Eddie Murphy's faxing.
Honestly.
Eddie Murphy does all contracts through fax.
All right, weird.
Guys, James Corden is going to stick around on CBS's The Late Late Show for 3 more years.
Okay, he does a good job.
He has signed a new contract through, question mark?
Well, I think he's a breath of fresh air. I like him.
I don't watch him often.
I don't either.
But I think that he's very talented.
Yeah. He has signed a new contract through August 2022, which you knew was going to happen when all those stories emerged of, I don't know if I'm leaving. I want to raise my family back in London. Mm-hmm. So
and then they backed up a huge truck.
Yeah,
full of cash.
He has the most Emmy nominations.
Yeah, he is. He's been nominated for 22 Emmys, winning 7. He's also hosted the Tony Awards, which air on CBS 2 times, and hosted the Grammys for CBS 2 times. So it would behoove CBS to back that truck up because he's doing a lot of work for the network.
Tell you what, he's not doing is loafing.
No. He is not loafing at all. No,
working
he is
hard.
Very, very
well
busy.
Well done, Dean. We're bringing that word back. Everybody,
hey,
loafing.
assistant producer Christine, God bless her, did the research on my question, when was the last time a K-Rock artist had a number one song on the Billboard Hot 100? Mm-hmm. And it may not surprise you, Allie, because you mentioned this song earlier today, Royals by Lorde.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. In 2013.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was 6 years ago already. Mm. The same year, Thrift Shop, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis was number one, another song we played here on K-Rock. So those two were the last two to be number one, and that was 6 years ago.
One of those songs holds up.
Yes, it does.
Some birthdays for you guys. Amy Adams, Robert Plant, Al Roker.
I pooped my pants.
Andrew Garfield, Fred Durst.
You know what time it is. It's time to keep on rolling, bitch.
And Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
It is indeed. I am loving all this chart geek talk today the program, because you know this is my my thing. And we started talking yesterday. Allie will refresh our memories on the story that we did about actors turn musicians.
So why do we hate it so much, do you think?
Because
some of them are pretty good.
Yeah, some are. I think some people hate it because they think, oh, they're just doing it because they are famous, because they have the opportunity to, because somebody's willing to.
Oh, so they haven't had to earn it.
Like
they
a stay in your lane kind of thing.
Yeah,
and there was a bad run of them in the 80s, really.
Yeah,
more than
anything. When people like Don Johnson are heavy hits, and he cannot sing at all.
Right.
That's when people start to get bet. But I was thinking the very first number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 was by an actor turned singer who was maybe a name you've heard of, Ricky Nelson. Ricky Nelson was an actor on a TV show, and they said, hey, this kid's good looking and popular. Let's have him sing. And it turned out.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Turned out he had a very, very long career with lots of hits. So it does go back quite a ways. Mm-hmm. But we started talking about it yesterday because Kiefer Sutherland, who I guess, Allie, you were not aware was in a band?
Yeah, I did the story about how he was forced to cancel three shows because he slipped on his tour bus, injured ribs, having a hard time singing. And I was like, he's in a band? I had no idea. And everyone in here was like, well, yeah, he's in a band. Okay. And then it got us talking about singers that are, or actors that are singers in band that don't stink, because we've named ones that do
for sure.
So now we're talking about ones that actually are really good.
May I go first?
You may.
I was given this a lot of thought yesterday, and a couple of names came to mind pretty early on. One is a huge K-Rock artist who was a great actor and is now an Oscar winner and also a Grammy winner. That's how good he is at both. Jared Leto. And a little band called 30 Seconds to Mars. That is a guy who is not fronting. He legitimately is great at both.
Yeah, and he kind of came up into fame through My So-Called Life. And then later kind of picked... I mean, he's always into music, but later got into a band and then huge success.
But he does have a lot more, I think, more cred than most actors because he has been doing 30 Seconds to Mars for so long.
He might be the most kind of successful, really.
Let's slow down until we all do our
list.
Right.
Okay.
But, I mean, he is a guy that I don't think anybody looks at the band as a vanity project. He's a guy who goes, all right, that guy is just great at both things. So he's my number three on my list.
Okay.
Number two on my list. And if you only know her from her performance in Elf, maybe this will surprise you. But Zooey Deschanel has an incredibly successful career in her band called She and Him.
I like that.
And it's like ukulele playing.
Yeah. And they are great. They are great. She is not, you know, she doesn't have Whitney Houston's voice or anything like that. But she is as a very, very good singer and a very good entertainer. And I would put her at number two on my list of actors turned singers.
I think she has a song in Elf. I think.
Yes, she does. That's what I'm saying. If you only know her from that, you may be surprised to know she also has like eight albums out with her partner, M. Ward. And She and Him would be my number two. And number one is somebody that many of us remember as an actor from back in the day in Degrassi days. But he has become perhaps arguably the biggest entertainer in the world. And I'm talking about Drake.
That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance.
I could never understand what he's saying.
I would say, and tell me if you think I'm wrong here, Jensen, the rap correspondent, that 90% of Drake's fans don't even know that he was an actor.
Yeah, at this point.
He has so far eclipsed being an actor.
Yeah.
But there's a guy who had a great deal of musical talent and really turned it into a Hall of Fame career.
Absolutely. And he wasn't like a very successful actor. He was on a Degrassi High, you know, kind of on a passing soap opera. But, I mean, his music career is phenomenal.
And the fact that he, you know, through physical therapy, worked so hard to get out of that wheelchair and be able to walk
well,
again.
That was just on
I mean,
the show.
I just think that's impressive. That just shows how hard he tried.
Able to walk.
All right, who's next?
I will go next. My first band is a band that started when they were in college at UC Santa Cruz. Two friends that realized, I love Prince. You love Prince? Let's make a Prince cover band. It is a band called Princess, and if you don't know, Maya Rudolph is in this band. She sings, she kicks ass. It is a blast. If you get a chance to see them, do it, you
She's
guys.
She's a great singer.
Okay. Next up on my list, for me, arguably, one of the greatest bands of all time. They go by the name Tenacious D.
Oh.
Whoa. Good pick.
Come on, man. Jack Black.
Now, Jack obviously was an actor for a long time. Was Kyle an actor, too?
Kyle, yes. It was like a rock comedy duo is what they did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
but
they
I mean,
did
that,
comedy.
That was kind of how he started as... He started both at the same time, acting and singing, right? Jack Black was more established.
Yeah,
right.
More established.
Gotcha. Yeah, and hard to beat the D.
And finally, a band that I think a lot of K-Rock people... Wow.
Hard to beat
okay,
the D.
Okay, sorry.
Jesus, like, that one go that. By. Wow. I mean, okay. The D is great. I love the D.
I understand, and we'll need you to just clip those right now. This band I absolutely adore, and then was like, wait, that's him? He's doing this? This is a man that you might recognize from, oh, like every Wes Anderson movie, Jason Schwartzman, who I adore on so many levels, just as an actor. And then when he comes in here, he couldn't be kinder and funnier and wittier. He was also, by the way, the original drummer of Phantom Planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me. But this is his band called Coconut Records. And to this day, I still love this album from 2007, Night Timing. It is Coconut Records with a little song called West Coast.
I wish you would put yourself in my suitcase. I love you standing all alone in a black coat. I miss you.
What a great song.
Let's just play the whole thing.
What a great song.
I love it so much.
Also a big fan of, what do they have, two or three albums out? I love them all. By the way, I'm very impressed with these that we're not having to dip into like Russell Crowe's band.
No. There's two of us to go, Bean.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'm going with my number three singer, actor, but you know him as an actor, Jeff Bridges, who was in the movie Crazy Heart in 2009 where he played this country music singer and everyone was like, oh, you have an incredible voice. Since then, he's put out albums with T-Bone Burnett. He's just very good. He's on Blue Note Records, which is like one of the most storied record labels in the world. Jeff Bridges, very good singer.
Okay.
My number two, I have to put her on the list. Miley Cyrus.
This was an actress
who's went on to create some incredible pop songs as well as her stuff with Flaming Lips. I think at this point in 2019, if you're still hating on Miley Cyrus, you don't really know what she's done recently. And my number one, Donald Glover.
Oh.
Childish Gambino.
Obviously.
Of course.
Very easy pick.
Of course.
Song too.
He kind of rose to fame through Community, done a ton of different things, but rapping, singing has
He's
become
freaking
his...
Lando Calrissian, you guys.
Even that. I mean, it's weird. He is really balancing major stardom in both at the same time, which is not easy to do. Donald Glover, my number one.
All right. Number one.
You guys are all missing the mark.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Your guesses are cute.
Oh. Wow.
You disagree with all of them.
My number three is William Shatner.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two is David Hasselhoff.
All right.
Oh, okay.
And number one is Eddie Murphy.
I'll step aside my freedom and let me show you how to do it. When big fat Egypt rock, do it. Put a case in your butt. I say put a metal case in your butt.
Did any of your actors sing about putting stuff in their butts?
I can say no.
No, but no one picked Jeremy Renner,
well,
which would have been.
Tenacious D, yeah. They
okay,
have.
Probably, yeah.
In your butt. I say put a moat in
Once
your butt.
Again, Kevin White. So we're minutes away from Allie telling us how infrequently people change their underwear.
No, again, we are just, we're breaking these kind of things over the radio, and it feels odd to me that we just are ruining people's lives.
It's National Radio Day. It's what we do, Jensen.
Right.
First, though, we played some tape yesterday from a guy who went viral with his video. He has a very heavy Chicago accent, and he was doing the right thing.
Johnny Chicago, you want to?
No, just walk into the studio.
Hey, how you guys doing over here?
if we're gonna
play that guy again who rescued a coyote, I'm not gonna have that over here this morning.
Well, I understand. I gotcha. Go Bears. So he sees this coyote who's in very bad shape and does the right thing. And rescues it and presumably doesn't take it home, cook it, eat it, presumably gets it some help and releases it back into the wild. Mm-hmm. But people were just enamored by his very Chicago accent. Although, Johnny Chicago, you were not impressed by it at all.
Hell no, F that guy.
Jeez.
All right. So we got an email from our frequent listener, Edwin. God bless Edwin. Mm-hmm. I hope you'll consider him to replace me when I leave the show. And he made an instant request where he wanted to hear the Chicago coyote guy talk to the guy from the video a couple years ago, Ali's guy from Boston.
I forgot about the Boston
the
wheel
one
guy.
With the whale.
Yes.
Jay, look at this wheel.
Look at this whale. So, Edwin, we thought it was a great idea. We went to DJ Omar Khan to see if we could work it up. Here's your instant request.
Listen up, everyone.
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request.
Instant request.
No, it's okay. Hey.
It's a baby wheel, man. We are witnessing a baby wheel right here, dude. Holy
come here, hey.
What is that thing, dude?
I'm not gonna with you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not that tough. Come here, hey.
Jay, let's get it. That thing looks hurt, Jay.
You gotta go to a rehab facility or something.
That thing is hurt, bro. Holy look at this thing.
Listen to me. Hey, you probably got mange. Maybe you got rabies. I should have brought my goddamn gloves.
Oh, man. Jay, let's pull it in, Jude. Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
You need help.
Oh, my God. That thing looks dead, man. We got to call the aquarium or something, dude.
Did some redneck shoot your parents? What's going on?
You want to try to pull it in?
It's okay.
Let's hook
it. I'm not going to f*** with you. Not in a bad way, but please don't bite me. But I've had my rabies spider.
Oh, man, that thing's just dead.
It's okay. What happened to your fox?
What the hell is it?
Yeah? I think you gotta come with me.
Let's pull up next to that, bro. Let's help it.
He's gonna take you to a rehab.
Same guy, by the way. Mm-hmm.
My friend Cece works in a rehab. Shh, it's okay.
Oh, man, we're calling the Coast Guard.
That was cute. You think you're tough. You're trying to show me you're tough. I believe you. I believe you're so tough.
If that's a flounder, man, let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Come on, let's go. Oh, my God, you're emaciated.
Jay, that is still good meat on that fish kid.
Please don't bite me. Please don't bite me or give me mange.
Look at that thing.
Oh, you do. Uh-oh. You're probably sick.
It needs help, whatever it is, dude. It's dying.
Okay. Have we not established that I'm not going to eat you?
Jay's got a little fishing hook. Are you me? That's the hook you come? Oh, my God. Oh, we got it!
You're pretty underweight, and, you know, you didn't want any of that turkey jerky I gave you.
Oh, man, Jay, that is a that's a tuna, bro.
I just seen a tick jump ship.
Oh, my God!
Which means that either there's some sort of problem with your blood flow.
Holy Jay!
Or the tick itself thinks you don't stand a chance, but I'm gonna see that you have a chance.
Let's get it in the boat, bro.
Yeah.
All right, let's get it.
You know what I was gonna do? Is take you to a nice rehab facility.
Oh my God.
And then they'll release you back to the wild and you can go eat some feral cats and squirrels and stuff like that, you know?
This is crazy.
Unbelievable. Right?
Come on. Now, yes, I know there are TV executives listening. If there is not a show on the air this fall starring those two guys, then you don't deserve your job.
That's what you want to wake up to right there.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock at 7:35.
I don't know how this all happened today, but sex in a porta potty is still coming up on the
doesn't have to, though, right? We could do something else.
Women with armpit hair. Still got that on the way. Right now, though, we need to go below the belt. Allie, what's up?
I don't look sad, but I really am disappointed.
I mean, we're getting into a gross place.
This is disgusting, you guys. This was a study done by Tommy John, which is an underwear
surgery
company.
Surgery guy.
No.
Former Yankees pitcher, right?
No, yeah, very different.
He revolutionized the pitching arm.
Very different. You guys, they surveyed 2,000 men and women to see how long they wear and keep their underwear. And you might be surprised by some of the...
I feel like by so far it's killing your soul.
It's
I feel like it's not good.
The worst thing I've ever read.
I'm just worried about Kevin, who, as you know, changes his underwear like clockwork every 6 hours. I mean, he literally takes
God
them off.
Thank God for Kevin.
Yeah. I don't. Well, that's because he soils them.
Puts on another pair. So anything beyond 6 hours, I think, you're going to break out into hives, Kevin.
Just not true.
Do you or do you not order them by the hundreds?
If I find a pair of underwear I like, I order them in bulk.
I saw his Amazon orders. Mm-hmm. The amount of socks and underwear he has, it's almost as if he's running one of those like shoe companies that when you buy a shoe, they send it to the homeless. He does that for his own. I've got to get homeless underwear also.
Well, then, Kevin, you don't need to listen to this disgustingness because it doesn't apply to you. But let's start off a little slow. 46% of Americans have owned the same piece of underwear for 1 year or more. I don't find that as shocking.
I don't either, as long as it's still in decent shape.
Yeah, it's not like raggedy and awful.
Can I I say something that may make me shamed?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Please.
I have lots of clothes, under and outer garments, that are probably 20 years old.
You have underwear that's 20 years old?
Probably.
Wow.
Okay.
Why? Without holes in it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how...
Because the underwear has no work to do on him.
It's not holding anything in.
It's an easy gig.
I can't swear that they're 20
working.
Years...
Hardly working. It's loafing, actually.
Loafing, everybody. So that one doesn't surprise me at all, at least personally.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I thought, that's no big deal. You have underwear that you've had for over a year. No big deal.
Depending on the shape it's in. Sure.
Yeah, a year.
Until I read this not-so-fun stat... Mm. A recent study found that clean underwear can contain up to 10,000 living bacteria even after being washed.
Come on.
Why? What?
Listen, I don't know. It's disgusting.
Everything that we talk about, it seems like there's this many. Is just everything in the world?
I can't trust underwear. I can't trust toilet paper.
Right.
What can I trust?
I don't know. But here's what they're saying. Again, because Tommy John is a underwear company.
Great surgery for the
They're arm. Saying that you should keep enough pairs of underwear on hand to last you up to 2 weeks. So about 14 pair in total,
mm-hmm.
for those of you keeping track at home. Now let's get into the disgusting stat that has most people freaking out.
It's worse than what you just said?
Oh, yeah. That was like an appetizer of goodness.
I want to smell it.
Well, here's the thing. 45% of Americans claim to have worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer.
No.
Let me read that again.
No.
45% of Americans claim to have worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer.
Do you know, you know what I can say?
What?
Don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever worn the same underwear for 2 days. Maybe if I slept at a friend's house and forgot a pair of something without mistakes.
Like last weekend?
That that doesn't count. But
is
I'm saying,
possible that we're talking camping, we're talking military service, we're talking just
worse?
You're on a walkabout? I mean, I don't know.
You're on a walkabout.
Mm-hmm, that might be. Oh, yeah, right here it says, in fact, a lot of people are on a walkabout that
you
do
know
this.
What I mean?
Oh, my God.
I like that they didn't really want to bum us out, so they didn't go 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. They just said 2 days or more.
Please hold. Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Allie.
Dang it.
Unsurprisingly, men are the ones skimping on changing their skivvies. No, They're 2.5 times as likely as women are to wear their underwear for a week or more.
No.
I'm sorry.
For a week or more.
Reject the premise.
I don't know what's happening.
For
what kind of
week?
Walkabout is that?
That's when you get lost.
I mean, a week or more.
That
no,
doesn't.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. 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 Hell no. 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 I refuse. No. No.
Mm-hmm.
I know I it agree. Doesn't work like this, but I feel like they should disintegrate after 4 or 5 days. Like, how are they still working in a week?
Stinky ass white man.
Disgusting. And for those of you that just have no idea how long you've had your underwear, you're not alone. 38% of people have no clue how long they've had the underwear that's sitting in their drawers.
I mean, I wouldn't know the date.
But you know have an idea. Like, yeah. There are some underwear that I'm like, oh, I remember what I bought this for. Right? That type of thing.
But I would be able to tell by the physical elastic on the top.
Right, or sure.
You'd know just what by shape being it's in. Beaten up.
Oh.
Hey, is it totally obvious that I'm not wearing underwear? Because it should be.
Is this a case of the study being put out with fake numbers because big underwear wants us to go out and buy more? Like, they want us to be coaxed out, go home, and throw away all of our underwear and start over and start wearing them like Kevin does for a day.
Well, guess what?
I wear 4 a day. Every 6 hours.
Big underwear.
In the morning, I put on a pair of underwear, and then I work out, and I put on another pair of underwear. That's it.
Well, guess what? Mission accomplished, Tommy John.
You don't have anything worse, do you?
Oh, no, that's okay. That's it.
But whew, I didn't know if they're going to go a month.
If we're not all going out and buying new underwear, they have.
I'm scared to ask Muggs. Muggs, what is the longest you've worn one pair of underwear?
Be honest.
Maybe like 3 days.
Okay. That's not so bad. I mean, it's not good.
Oh, my God, it's
not
bad.
Good, but I was expecting a week there.
No, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's...
That 3 days is fine.
Muggs, are you also a guy like there are some people who will keep wearing underwear even if they get a rip in it, as long as it can still technically fit on their body, they don't really care how holy the underwear gets. Is that you?
Even if it's like a little like a raccoon poking out of the hole,
maybe like a squirrel poking out of the hole.
That's true. Hairy enough.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
Went and changed my underwear after that last segment just because I was not feeling fresh.
It's the right 3 days. It's the right thing to do.
Just because here in Alley with the bad news, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to go 3 days without changing your underwear, people.
No,
come on
you
now.
Don't.
Yeah.
Hey,
together.
Let's cleanse the palate, change the topic, move on to happier things. Alley, what's happening?
Oh, speaking of changing your underwear, what a lineup for this show. How would you like a pair of tickets to the Pasadena Daydream Festival at the Brookside at the Rose Bowl? August 31st, you guys, it is coming up. You've got The Cure, The Pixies, Deftones, Throwing Muses, The Joy Formidable, Chelsea Wolfe, so many great bands.
Excuse me? I'm screaming.
Me too, lady. It's going to be an all-day event. Venue opens at 1 p.m. Cannot wait for this.
Keep it 100.
And guess what, you guys? You don't have to wait either. Give a call right now, and let's take caller 20 at 1-800-520-1067, and you're going to get a pair of tickets to the Pasadena Daydream Festival.
Somebody call my mama.
800-588-2300. Nope. Again, that's Empire. Empire.
Today.
Very, very different. I love that you keep the boom at the end.
1-800-5800-TOM.
I guess not the number.
No, don't you dare.
1-877 cards for kids.
Hateful.
KARS cards for kids.
You dick.
Everybody loves that one.
Oh my gosh.
Can I tell you guys a funny story? I listen to KNX in the morning, as all good Americans should. Mm-hmm. And how much news I get in the morning is based completely on when they decide to play the Cars for Kids in. So some days I'll tune in and I'll get 1 minute's news. Some days I'll get 28 minutes news. It all depends. As soon as they hit that button for the Cars for Kids commercial, that's when I'm out for the day.
Do you know how many people are mad at you right now for playing just that clip? Because now the
stuck in your head all day.
Earworm, that's it.
It is quite the earworm. Ugh. Yeah, it is. So KNX, keep doing what you're doing.
You're from hell. Kevin, I don't know how you're going to feel about this.
Okay.
Because I'm going to bring up Friends.
Yes.
But...
Are they getting back together?
I'm also going to bring up a monkey. So does that...
An actual monkey or the band The Monkeys?
No.
Okay.
An actual monkey.
All
because,
right.
Because as you know...
I like monkeys.
Remember Marcel that was on Friends, the monkey?
Yeah, I do.
Ross Geller's monkey?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Marcel has found other work. Marcel has been cast in another series called Why... The Last Man. It's set to premiere next year. And I got some news for you guys.
What's he been doing the last 20 years or
about
however long it's been?
Heroin.
About Marcel the
just
monkey.
Just homeless for the needle in his arm?
I think he's been on a ton of other shows and movies.
He's been in a ton. By the way, John Landgraf, the CEO of FX, previously worked for NBC, said he noticed the monkey while watching clips of Why the Last Man that's now on his network. And he's like, is that Marcel from Friends?
I know that monkey.
I love that so much that the CEO of FX was like, I recognize that there monkey.
By the way, Why the Last Man is going to be incredible.
It looks
great,
wonderful.
Comic book. Yeah, great comic book.
Here's the thing about Marcel the monkey. Marcel the monkey is actually Katie the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman.
It's a lady monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie is now in her 20s. Capuchin monkeys can live to be around 40. We're going to have a lot more Katie.
Right.
Isn't that wonderful?
But isn't she going to age out just being a woman?
Oh, don't worry, Bean.
Want to replace her with a younger monkey?
Don't worry, Bean. Because she's going to be playing a male monkey again on this show.
Well, because we have to take her serious.
We have to take her serious. And, I mean, obviously she's going to get paid more on this show.
Well, no, because we know she's a woman.
Oh, yeah, so that gets... Okay.
That's actually why they're not hiring a man.
Oh, man.
Pay her less.
All right. This took a real turn.
Jensen, for a number of years, and I don't know how serious he was about getting one, Kevin used to talk about how much he wanted to have a monkey.
I still want one.
You should get one, man. Yeah.
Like he.
The problem is that everybody that has them says it's a nightmare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to want a monkey a child so I could put, you know, diapers on the monkey and a little shirt, whatever, until I went to an animal rescue place and they were like, you have no idea how awful it is for people to have monkeys. You just don't have wild pets.
Yeah, because like even the good ones throw poop.
But
that was a selling point.
Yeah.
That's what Kevin was looking forward to.
The moment when I decided I will never have a monkey, do you remember when Oprah had the woman on
who ate
whose
a face?
Monkey attacked her face?
Oh my God.
And
yes.
Not only that, I think about this a lot.
How much and why?
I think about it honestly every time I grab a tissue.
Oh no.
Because Oprah was listening to this woman's story, and then at one point she noticed her face was a little like pussy.
Ooh.
So she took a tissue and she gently dabbed monkey bitten off face lady's face.
Oh.
And I think about that a lot. Mm. And I don't want a monkey anymore.
What is the monkey doing? Tell me what the monkey is.
They ripped her face off!
How do you answer that audio?
Having that clip on deck is hot.
Just... I have a little story to tell you.
Okay.
You know, I didn't do this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's always somebody behind the scenes that's always helping me, the unknown soldier, you know. For 33 years, I've rodeoed. And in 1962, a little boy was born, and his dream and his goal...
Is it Whiplash the Rodeo Monkey?
...was on a monkey.
Honestly, I did a story on Whiplash the Rodeo Monkey. He wears little chaps and a hat.
I think that might have been him.
I think it was him. I did a story on this monkey. He rides the dog. And I did a story, and I contacted the rodeo, and I said, I want to do a story on Whiplash, but I want to make it, like, Whiplash is, like, the stud of the rodeo, and I want to have, like, girls lined up outside of Whiplash's door.
Oh, my God. Did they do it?
What's going on?
They let me do
it.
Oh,
my gosh.
It was all about how he pulled in so much tail on the rodeo circuit.
I imagine he would.
Got me a monkey.
Is that what you got the Emmy for?
Oh, he's so cute. Oh, I'm going to show you pictures of Whiplash in a bit.
Why do you have a monkey? It's an animal that looks like a dude. Why don't I have 10 of them?
Better Guys, question.
People are really, really wanting Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper to be a real-life couple.
Well, they're both single now, right?
Oh, yeah, but so much so that they were recently rumored to have gone on a romantic getaway. And there were photos, you guys.
What's wrong with people?
They were together in France.
Why do you hate love, Kevin?
No, what's wrong with people that this is so meaningful to them? They just need this to happen.
I mean, I got excited when I heard this picture existed about, you know, they're in a restaurant in Provence. And you see Mr. Cooper there eating with Lady Gaga.
Was she hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I say, hold up. Wait a minute.
That was great.
Yeah, the picture's a little grainy, but you could tell she's got long blonde hair at the table. Until, you know, they found another picture, and it's a 60-year-old man.
Yeah.
And when you see the picture, it's hysterical. But way to go to the British tabloids that ran with it. They were like, Lady Gaga spotted eating with Bradley Cooper. And then they're like, oh, just kidding. It wasn't her. And it wasn't even a female. And the dude's in his 60s and has facial hair. The picture's brilliant.
Wow.
Lady Gaga! See it. Some birthdays for you guys.
Could have been a monkey. Could have been worse.
Oh, man, just dab in the pussy face.
Ugh, pussy face?
Stop saying that.
Are we allowed to say pussy face?
Happy birthday, Robert Plant. Al Roker.
I poop my pants.
Amy Adams. Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
Andrew Garfield and a man that we led the charge because we wanted his band at Weenie Roast. Mr. Fred Durst.
You're a big fan of Limp Bizkit then, right?
Of who?
Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, I guess I am.
I mean, don't listen to that guy. You're wonderful.
We're getting all the ickies out of the way in one show, you
Wish
guys.
Wish we were.
Oh, my gosh.
All the cooties are going to be gone.
Not too late.
Show's going to be so fresh and so clean after this, because we'll have gotten all the bodily parts and fluids and hair and everything else.
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Right. You hear his soul just die at the end.
Well, I'm getting steeled and ready for this topic. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we present for you Sex in a Porta Potty.
Love in a Porta Potty, doing it right next to the poo.
Okay, or love. I guess it could be love.
Probably not.
Allie, Kevin, I think you're on your half day summer schedule, so you probably missed the story that Allie did yesterday.
Which I'm happy about.
Yeah.
She brought us a story of what one town is trying to do to prevent people from enjoying love in a porta potty. What was that about,
Allie? There's so much sex going on in a porta potty, they have to make a different one?
Apparently, there is in this Welsh town.
So
these,
gross.
These are now calling them anti-sex toilets.
Oh.
Here's the thing, there's going to be weight sensors in them to ensure there's only one person at a time.
What happens if there's too many?
Oh, I'll tell you what's going to happen. There's alarms that sound, water that sprays out from the walls at you, and the doors fling open.
What could possibly bring this about? That's
and
crazy.
And as I said yesterday, all of those are my turn-ons. So I'm so excited.
Speaking directly to you.
Yeah, I'm so excited to go. By the way, why don't they just put a camera in there and just beam it up to like a big screen in the center of town or something while they're at it? I mean, they couldn't sex shame you anymore if they tried.
Why do they have to do this?
The article I read said that the area wants to become known as kind of a footballer's town. So they want to make it family friendly, that type of thing. They don't want you boning in the bathroom.
Is it a toilet baby?
But I'm saying, how many people must be doing that?
Quite a few, because the price of it was like over $200,000.
Which makes no sense. What a waste of tax money.
Because you could build a house with 6 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms probably in that Welsh town for $200,000.
Yeah, but water won't spray out of the walls.
That's true.
Doors won't open to let everyone see you.
Kevin, to answer your question, A, there are homeless people, but B, more importantly, there are people who are out there in the park and they start to feel a little randy and they don't have any other place to go that's private.
But first of all, no one says randy. And second of all,
yeah, who's randy?
Second of all, don't you look for a secluded place behind a bush or something? You don't go to the porta potty.
What's more secluded than a building with 4 walls? What's more secluded than that in a park?
Is it a toilet baby?
There's no baby involved here, Jensen.
Okay.
No baby at all. So we started talking about this off the air yesterday, and Dave had 2 thoughts on this. One is, Dave, you've seen this happen, or at least the after effects of this, at like K-Rock events, right?
I witnessed this at a Weenie Roast.
No.
Yeah, at Irvine.
No,
which
though.
The porta potties weren't even that far from everyone else.
Right.
Like, and there was a line for them,
mm-hmm.
and you could hear the people getting it on, and then they come right out.
Okay, here's my question.
Amazing Weenie Roast. Yay, yes, say.
There are some porta potties that, you know, there are stairs to go up, and then there's sinks in them, that type of thing. Or are we talking about like those Andy Gump porta potties?
The Andy Gump.
Where you walk in and it just smells like poo.
It just, you look at poo right when you walk in. You're just like, oh, hello. But
no,
it was rocking and it was a knocking.
It wasn't rocking.
Help me out here. How would that even work? Like, I still can't figure out how you do it in an airplane restroom. How would you even do it in a porta potty? Like, it doesn't seem like there's enough surface area to use.
Have you not watched any porn?
No, but in a porta potty, I'm just picturing the layout, and I just don't see where you could safely go without falling down.
Well, there's two ways you could do it. One, the man could. I'm just kidding. No, there's room.
Sitting down on top of the other
sitting
person
down,
is one.
You could go cowboy,
right?
Or cowgirl.
No, but
or...
when you're sitting down, though, you're sitting down on the toilet,
on the rim of it. I mean, it's
even just a say on the rim of it.
My gosh.
Oh, my God. Really?
All right. So Dave saw the happy couple coming out of the porta potty.
And they looked happy. Yes.
And then he went to thing two that is an image I'll never get out of my head. What happened, King?
Wait, we're not going to take phone calls on this one, are we?
1-800-520-1067. We are looking for you. If you ever had sex in a porta if you ever had love in a porta potty.
Love in a porta potty, doing it right next to the poo.
Oh, all right, God. Dave, what's the other thing?
How does Dave know two things about this?
Because you're going to find out.
Okay. I have made out in a porta potty.
What? Dave.
Listen. I was at a rave. This was a long time ago. Yeah. I was at a rave.
Yeah.
I was feeling really good.
Okay.
And were you then, feeling Randy?
I was feeling Randy,
I feel like gagging.
Yeah. And this girl I knew just came right in after I was going to leave and just, you know... Started making out with me.
Did you one or two before?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
No.
You mean...
Did you take a one or a two?
Dave thought you meant girls.
Oh, I thought you said, did I one or two? Number one.
Okay.
Number one, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But it didn't smell any better.
It smelled like two.
Yeah, this was at a rave, and it was used.
Allie's legit gagging.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Dave, here's what I don't understand about...
Senses were heightened, and...
But here's what I don't understand about your young lady.
So when you had Molly, everything changed.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That makes sense.
Was that her name?
Yeah, sure it was, yeah.
No, because I was going to say, at least the porta potty, I mean, it's maybe illegal to do it out in public, but you could have just kissed in the rave. I mean, you don't need the privacy of a porta potty
to
make out.
Yeah, listen, I didn't.
Just walked in and you were like, all right.
She was, yep, exactly. She just went, hello. And I was like, oh, hey, come on in.
Did you close the door?
I don't know, man. I don't remember. The door was closed because it closes on its own, but it wasn't locked or anything.
Right.
Yeah, and everyone could see her coming in. Yeah. So that was a thing.
But we're not taking calls on this.
No.
Yes,
we're taking calls.
No one has done it.
1-800-520-1067. We want to hear from you if you ever had a sexual experience inside a porta potty. Yeah. And by the way, Kevin, before we take a break,
it's not too late though to bail on the calls.
Yeah. We're gonna do it. It's gonna be fine.
Oh, our phones are down.
Oh no!
Somebody call my mama.
Well, then why don't we just talk to John and then we'll find
we
out
already
whether
have...
anyone has ever done it. John in Burbank calls us on K-Rock. John, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. What's going on, man?
What's up, guys? Seriously, long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
Good time to do it, John.
Thank you for listening. And seriously, why are you calling on this topic?
He's calling to say he will never listen to the show again. Go ahead, John.
I actually lost my virginity at one.
No!
What a beautiful story.
Oh, that's just like we all dream when we're kids.
What a beautiful story.
That's amazing.
She was an older girl. It was on a baseball field while a baseball team was practicing, actually.
Like a little league team?
Yeah, I get it.
No. Okay. High school.
He was seven.
High school, okay.
How old were you, John? How old was the lady?
I was almost 15, and she was 17.
Oh, okay, so still legal. Good. Why the porta potty? Why not make plans for later?
We actually came from kind of separate families, and her mom didn't really want her hanging out with me.
That's a good start. Coming from different families.
Oh, you weren't related. Okay, good.
She wasn't in my home.
Oh, so her mom disapproved of you.
In a way.
And a porta potty was your only option then.
Well, the baseball field was kind of like the middle of the tracks for us. And we met there, and as Bean said, got a little randy.
Okay. All right. Good. How was it?
Well, in all honesty, it was actually a clean one. I think if they had been freshly cleaned, so I don't remember any.
Oh, that's sweet that you tell yourself that. That you've revised the story so you can live with it.
Look, it was his first time. I mean, he could have done it in a pit of snakes and he would have loved it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was magical.
Which is a pretty good analogy.
Great example.
Thank you.
Is it a toilet baby?
No, there was no baby.
No.
There's
no baby.
Was this a one-time deal or did you guys meet at the porta potty every weekend?
Oh, my God.
One time there, not one time at the field. But one time there.
Okay.
Man, right. Oh, man.
He got a porta potty put in his house just because that got right? him off.
By the way, nobody was expecting such a happy story.
For years, my friends in high school called me Andy Gump.
They should have.
Oh, wow.
That's just because you smelled.
Your friends did the right thing.
I'm still living it down. Yeah.
John, you got nothing to be ashamed of, man. You did the right thing. Took the opportunity to lose his virginity.
Wait, can I ask you something, John? Was it her virginity too?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay. You're just sick.
No.
Okay, good. Okay.
She knows her way around a porta potty, if you know what I mean.
All right. Thank you, John. We appreciate the call. That's a great start, by the way, to the segment,
wow.
right?
That's a great end to the segment.
Yeah, finish it.
We've got more calls coming up. 1-800-520-1067. Love in a porta potty. We'll talk to you next. We're taking your calls on love in a porta potty at 1-800-520-1067. From the 714, I did it in a restroom at Irvine Meadows at the Weenie Roast during Motley Crue. It was a long, hot, gross day, but the stall wasn't too bad, surprisingly. All right?
Not buying it.
From the 562, hey, none of you guys noticed that John lost his virginity in the John. I do confess, we missed that detail.
Sure did.
Thank God we don't have anyone on hold, right?
Is it a toilet baby?
No babies involved. No. We do have people on hold, but we lost Mark, who apparently had a cheering section outside his porta potty. If you're just joining us, we're talking about love in a porta potty.
Love in a porta potty, doing it right next to the poo.
Believe it or not, it is a thing that happens from the 310. I was on tour, Warped Tour 03, with some random girl, same as the King. I was about to walk out, and she pushed me back in, and we got it on. And yes, it stank.
No.
From the 714, I've made love in a porta potty.
No, you haven't.
At the Huntington Beach Pier and got a UTI. That's Gabriel.
Oh, right. Nice.
Other people might be ashamed to call, but I guarantee lots of people have boned in porta potties. So that's what they say.
I love it!
But I'm telling you, our listeners have done it, and they've done it often. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Joe. He's in Azusa.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're good. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay.
So, years ago, I was 16 years old. I was on vacation with my parents in Mexico. Coming back, I haven't seen my girlfriend in over a month, so you know, there was urgency. We met at the high school we wished to go to, on the baseball field, in a porta potty. Yes, it was disgusting, but it had to be done.
But couldn't it have been done anywhere else is our question.
No, he's 16. He'd have to go to his parents' house.
If you're going to do it in a porta potty, you might as well find a secluded spot outside.
Kevin, did you miss that there was urgency?
I get
it
the urgency.
It was a month away from his girlfriend.
Right.
Yes.
Was it good?
Yeah, I mean, she throws her leg up on top of the, you know, where you sit, and any good guy can stand right in front of her and
okay,
I
don't
think we need a
complete description.
Can you draw it and send it to the station?
I get why it made sense to you. I'm a little bit surprised that your lady friend went along with it.
Well, you know, we were in high school, and I mean, in that high school, we kind of went anywhere and everywhere we can.
Right.
Right.
Resting room, cafeteria,
Man, Joe is throwing it around.
Yeah, he was.
Your high school experience and mine are a lot different.
Cafeteria, you guys. That sounds like it involves food service as well.
Well, mystery meat.
Or mystery meat. All right, Joe, thank you very much for the call. You're a stud. Jensen.
Is he?
This is a serious question.
Okay.
If the choice was never have sex again as long as you live, or have to have sex in a porta potty, what would you do?
Never again.
Oh, what? That's a lie.
That's a lie.
No, never again.
That's a lie.
You are such a
guys,
cock.
I, number one, again, not See the you. Term. Okay. Not the term. I didn't poo in public till I was 28.
Okay.
I've never pooed in an Andy Gump.
But if you had to, you would then have ways around it. Like you would have something
to poo
specific.
In an Andy Gump?
You would have something specifically made so you could carry it in, place it over, you could light some candles, you could shove some stuff
up your
nose.
So you see myself going to a music festival with my own unit so that I can use an Andy Gump.
Well, you should bring your own unit. For sure.
Listen,
such a big lie.
I'm yes all day on that one.
Absolutely. I'll just shove some tissue up my nose so I don't just smell it.
All right.
That's probably very hot for your partner.
I don't care. He's behind me.
Okay. All right.
Is it a toilet baby?
There's no baby. Let's take one more. You guys remember how we started this segment with John, who lost his virginity in a porta potty, right? Well, let's say goodbye to the segment with Michael from the LBC with a very similar story. Michael, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling, sir. What happened?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Michael, turn your radio down and talk to us.
Hello?
Yes,
yes,
we can hear you good.
What's going on?
Oh, we lost him.
All right, what's going on? So, this happened in a school, in a portal party, in our football yard.
Okay.
All right, and this was your first time?
Yes, sir.
And how did the stars align that you got so lucky?
I was a freshman at the moment.
His personality, but he's a firecracker.
Oh, my God.
He can talk. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51.
I feel like they heard me talk about wanting to run a marathon, and they made a movie about it. That's what it sounds
like. I'm sure that's what happened.
It ends the same way, for sure, with just giving up after a day.
I'm just saying.
It's a very quick movie. Mm-hmm,
it's like a minute long.
I'm just saying they weren't making movies about running marathons before I decided I was going to run a marathon. That's the only point I'm making. The star, Brittany Runs the Marathon, our friend Jillian Bell joins us in studio coming up right after 9. To get us there, here's Allie with What's Happening.
Guys, the 19-week domination of Lil Nas X's Old Town Road has come to an end.
Hmm.
Billie
Is it
Eilish.
A toilet baby?
No, that was last segment, and no.
Okay.
Billie Eilish has earned her first number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Bad Guy, which, by the way, spent 9 weeks in the runner up spot. So it's been sitting there for 9 weeks, like, come on, let me in there.
Please.
Please. And now, number one.
Good for
you guys.
Her.
By the way, Eilish, who is 17, is now the first person born in this century to have a number one single.
Imagine you're, by the way, Lil Nas X is only 19, but it's just crazy to see teenagers with the number one song in America. Imagine what that would be like for you if you were 17 years old.
I don't want to be honest. It seems like so much pressure.
I feel like that kind of fame and money and attention and everything, I would not be here. I feel like it would take me out.
Hey, remember how adamant Shirley Manson was and how against she was Billie Eilish having a career so young?
Yeah.
Bad Guy, it's a weird trend. Bad Guy is 3 minutes and 14 seconds long. Old Town Road is 2 minutes and 37 seconds long. Those have to be some of the shorter number ones ever, right?
You know, this is a Spotify thing. They're intentionally making songs shorter now because you only need 30 seconds of a song to get credit for a play. So, you're seeing almost all music being shorter now.
Yeah.
Except for Tool.
Yeah.
Tool.
They're bucking the trend for sure.
Do you think Oasis is like, back in my day, we used to make 10-minute songs. Oh, I miss them. Come back, you guys. The 6-year relationship between Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx has ended. This after pictures emerged showing Fox partying in Los Angeles with a much younger singer named Cela Vave. News outlets speculated that Fox was cheating on Holmes, but here's my favorite. Witnesses at a New York City restaurant overheard the actress tell a pal, quote, What Jamie does is his business. We haven't been together for months. No one overheard that.
No one talks like that.
No one overheard that.
No, but friends close to the actress say, Allie.
Lies, no, not even.
Lies and more lies.
Not even lies that.
On top of lies.
Okay, now.
Okay, not even that. This is just a witness at a restaurant overheard her talking to her friend.
Talking in such a proper manner.
Right?
Yeah.
Imagine you're at the next table and you hear me say, what Jamie does is his business. We haven't been together for months.
Oh, I'm going to call the paper.
That would never happen.
No.
This is the dumbest thing ever.
I know Kevin makes fun of us, Allie, because we tend to ship couples, but I like them together.
Really?
I think Jamie
the way
Fox,
you never saw them together and stuff?
I don't know. I just seemed like they were a neat couple.
And every time that she got brought up in an interview, he would walk away.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was romantic.
They made their first red carpet appearance together at the Met Gala, which if she's saying they split up months ago, the Met Gala was in May. Mm-hmm. So that was their only real appearance, and then they broke up? I'm just saying, maybe they weren't as together as we all think they were.
Okay.
Maybe? I don't know. I don't know.
I'm still sad because I love love. You know that.
I know you do. I know who I love, and her name is Renee Jensen of Harrington Park, New Jersey. She got home Saturday afternoon to find a stuffed animal that looked just like Pennywise the clown.
Sweet.
In her yard, and she did what most of us would do. She called the police. They came over, found no evidence of anything suspicious on
a
property.
Other than a stuffed clown, but sure.
It's just a stuffed clown. Like if it
out
was
of nowhere?
If it was a stuffed giraffe, you wouldn't call the police.
No, because giraffes haven't went around and killed people.
Neither have clowns.
I saw it on a movie.
Anyway.
By the way, John Wayne Gacy was a clown, and he murdered kids.
Well, nobody would buy his art. Oh, hey, Bean.
Hey.
How many John Wayne Gacy paintings do you own?
Let's get back to Renee's story, because it's fascinating.
Well, Renee tried to get the officers to then take the clown with them, but they wouldn't, because
I'd be like, nah, bitch,
like,
you keep it. It's on your yard. You own it now.
Hey, I'm
very
not
busy. Yeah. So she did what any respectable person would do. She burned it.
What is wrong with her?
She burned the clown, and then she said she had to sleep with a knife.
You know,
I get that.
I get that, because burning it doesn't take away its soul. Like, you might lose the stuffed animal, but it stays in your pocket, like, on your property, the soul.
But you can't stab a soul.
Good point, Allie.
Thank you.
It can show up wherever.
So dumb. The whole thing is so dumb.
The soul
so
of a clown is not to be messed with.
That's a beautiful band name, Soul of a Clown.
I'm also going to say, and this may be an unpopular opinion, that I think lots of people aren't really scared of clowns, but they think that that's a thing that you're supposed to be.
I think that is a phone topic, because I think people are absolutely afraid of clowns.
Bean, I said this on the air about a month ago. I said, I think it just became like popular to say you were afraid of clowns.
No.
The response I got from people that were irate with me, that were like linking me to phobia sites, I'm like, I get it.
I believe
it's
a thing. I believe it's a thing. For sure.
I mean, I'm not saying there aren't some people, but I think it has just become, it's just become a pop culture thing.
Yes.
Is, oh, I'm afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether you are or not. I really don't think most people are.
You know,
I mean,
what would change everybody's mind?
What's that?
Just spending some time with Clownvis.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yes.
He would be a great ambassador for the whole brand.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, these people who are afraid of spiders for no reason. Nothing bad has ever happened with a spider.
My wife is afraid of spiders.
We almost lost Kevin. You guys, are we forgetting Kevin?
Like I said, nothing bad has ever happened with a spider.
Kevin is still fully sweating after 2 hours of just being awake.
After that happened to me about 4 weeks in, when I was wearing a bandage every day, Bean says, is it bad that I'm still hashtag team spider?
Oh, wow. Well, you're still hashtag. Hashtag Stalin. What was that cat's name that bit you?
Boris.
Whatever.
Stalin, jeez.
Listen.
I don't think anyone's pro-Stalin. Oh, yeah, I'm team Stalin. What?
Boris.
It's a cat.
Stalin. I get confused.
Same thing.
Guys, this is a great story. In 2016, a California man decided to get a vanity license plate. His said null, and then he got one for his wife's car that said void. he thought, that's pretty funny, right?
Maybe null and void, yeah.
Even skirt a couple tickets, make the cars invisible. Joke was on him. He got a traffic violation ticket and went to pay for it. And they're like, you have fines totaling $12,049. And he's like, wait, what? How is that possible? Turns out that when you're a police officer and you forget to take down the plate number, you just write the word null on.
Is that right?
And that's they great. Just started adding up and adding up and adding up, and they all went to his account.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
That's
amazing, really cool. Right? So he has now gotten, he went to the citation processing center, got the balance down to 6,262, and then down again to 140, but now he's terrified of getting another ticket, so then his name is back in the system as null, and then they start adding up again. All I'm saying is, dude, you thought you were being funny?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Back
jokes on you.
Jokes on you, sucker. Some birthdays for
thanks,
you.
Mr. T.
I don't know what that was,
also,
really.
You can't kill a clown. They come back because there's so many of them. Do you know what I mean?
Like, she burned it to the ground,
I know, but just
man.
Because you've gotten rid of one, there's millions.
They're not zombies.
Mm.
Some birthdays for you. Amy Adams, Al Roker.
I pooped my pants.
Andrew Garfield, Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
Robert Plant and a lovely man that played our weenie roast. For some reason thought we didn't like him, which is just insane. Mr. Fred Durst.
Let's stick to what Kevin and Bean listen to. Christopher Cross. Jackson Brown.
The enormously fun and talented Jillian Bell in studio with us here on K-Rock from the film Britney Runs a Marathon.
Wow,
in theaters
the
tomorrow.
Oh, the crowd is going wild.
The crowd loved
they started they and stopped.
Yeah. I can't even see them. Yeah. Is it weird? Yeah. They're everywhere.
They're behind nowhere. The curtain. There's an audience.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So Britney comes in and the very first thing she says is to Allie, what are you drinking, a mimosa? And I'm thinking, wow, this party just got started, man.
I will tell you this about the movie that Jillian is in to talk about, this Britney Runs a Marathon. Guess who couldn't go out and have fun and go drinking? Because they were filming this stupid movie and you couldn't have cocktails with me.
I do remember you being violently angry.
I was so mad at this movie and then I saw it and now I'm happy.
And now you're happy. Now you're happy about
so
it.
So great.
I know. I missed out on a Dateline's drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will you guys explain your Dateline's?
We'd love to.
Yeah.
Please.
Well,
because
I
it's
mean,
insane.
Allie has a good friendship mm-hmm. with Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline.
Mm-hmm.
And we met on this program. And she shared with me that sometimes they go out for drinks. And I really weaseled my way into that.
She did.
Because you love Dateline, too.
I was not aware that she loved Dateline maybe more than me.
No, I would say
that's
we're
not possible.
We're equally
But
obsessed.
You fall asleep to Dateline.
I do. It comforts me.
So I invited her out with Josh Mankiewicz, who I was not prepared for Josh to be just as excited to meet Jillian as Jillian was to meet Josh. And it was a lovely evening.
It was a very nice
And
evening.
Did you guys get to like the bottom of cases
we
that you
talked
like
about so all... much murder.
It was so great because Josh is so sweet and just asking us about our lives. And we're like, yeah, what else? What else? Josh, you got anything? And he goes... August 1992.
That is how he talks.
Arizona. And we were like,
and then so into it.
We were trying to solve the case
because
it was something that hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
and we were
that.
Both like, is it the boyfriend?
Oh, it's got to be the mother,
is it the
right?
The boyfriend who's in the army? We were just screaming
so
out
good. Yeah.
Guesses.
Jillian, forgive me if this is a dumb question because I'm very familiar with the movie magic. What we see on the screen isn't what it was usually like in real life. But did you have to, in the course of your character's evolution from a couch potato to someone who could potentially run a marathon, did you have to kind of go through a transformation and lose a bunch of weight?
I did. I lost 40 pounds.
Gee, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. I started running. And who knew that helps to lose weight?
Right.
No.
Happy the script was written. Now everyone will know.
But it's terrible, though, right?
Well, at first it's terrible. At first it's really hard. And the character goes through that as well. And so I kind of wanted to go through that. I went on my first run. I had my sister tape me so that I could kind of see what I was doing wrong. I was holding my posture was awful. I was holding my fists too tight. I was also wearing the wrong shoes. But, I wanted to do the journey on my own. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning, it's just me running and then eventually I got a trainer.
Explain to people what this story is about, why you had to do this.
This story is based on a real-life woman named Brittany O'Neill. The writer-director wrote it as sort of a love letter to his best friend, and it's about a woman who's stuck in her life, and she decides to move forward by setting an epic goal to run the New York City Marathon.
And this is different than a lot of projects you've done in the past. Like, people know you from Workaholics and 21 Jump Street.
Very different. Like,
this is a drama with jokes in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Usually I play odd women.
Well, you're still second in odd women. It's just you have a character arc that involves emotion.
Yes.
In this one. Yeah.
Yes. There's more dramatic elements
sure.
in this.
Did you like it because of that?
I did. Yeah. I didn't know if I would. I mean, I always wanted to do something a little bit different, more dramatic. And I thought, well, this is really throwing myself in there because I'm in every scene of this movie.
Right.
Apologies to everyone seeing it. But I but I really loved it. It really made me want to do more.
It
more
is
drama.
So relatable, like ridiculously relatable, to the point where I was like, why are they watching me?
Yes. When I got the script, I actually thought, you know, when you think your phone is or your phone is listening to you,
yes.
I guess, and
mm-hmm.
we get ads for things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is the script
yes.
that I got.
Yeah.
As a result of saying some of these things
yes,
to myself.
They wrote it
after listening to your conversation.
That would, yeah, that would like, explain why I get such terrible scripts about virgins. And
oh.
I got to start talking about other
things. Allie, was there anything, I know it was relatable, I agree. Was there anything inspirational that made you think, wow, I should make some changes in my life? Because I've been wanting to talk to you about that.
You're wow. very sweet, and by that, a total dick. I actually said to Jillian when she walked in, I said, so I guess I'm a runner now. Like, that's who I am. That's yeah. who I'm going to be. No, there were certain parts of that that I was like, oh, God. And there are parts of your story where some of the things that Brittany in the movie isn't able to do for herself and isn't able to bring into her life, I find myself doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, letting people help me, big problem for me. I think I can handle everything.
Sure.
Maybe Brittany does too. And maybe we all need to change a little bit and just wow. let other people
Allie's
reach
gonna
out. Going to
become okay. a runner. That's what this is about.
We learned a valuable lesson. How about that?
Also, America's Sweetheart, Michaela Watkins is in it.
Oh,
and
so
isn't
good.
She America's Sweetheart?
She's so good in everything.
She does. And she is, I mean, for people listening, she is kind of one of those people that if you don't recognize the name, as soon as you see her face, mm-hmm. you'll be like, oh, she's in everything.
Yeah. I love her in everything.
She's unbelievable in this
she's
movie.
She's one of my favorite actresses of all time.
Yeah, she's so good.
There were scenes where we would get my coverage first because I was weeping, and then it would cut to her, and they were like, okay, can you go get changed for this thing? Because we were just, I mean, literally running from scene to scene. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I want to be in her eye line. And then I would forget to say my lines because she was so incredible.
Wow.
She's so present and giving and open.
So you just started watching and then you didn't yeah. realize that you were part
I was
of the
like,
process?
Oh, I'm I was in the like, movie. Jesus, she's good. And I'm like, oh, right. And then I say, but I'm struggling.
Did you know her from Groundlings
I
coming
did.
Up?
I did. Aww. She was already a groundling when I was mm-hmm. still going through Sunday Company, but I would go and watch her in shows. And
amazing.
She just kills it.
How much, this is the voice of our guest, Jillian Bell. Again, the film is called Brittany Runs a Marathon in theaters on Friday. How much actual running, I don't know if you keep steps in your phone, but how much running do you think you did in the course of this movie?
I have no idea.
Some of those montages, I mean, it seems like they filmed you every minute of the day running.
Yes. We went through the schedule and at one point they were like, we have to switch things up because each day you're either totally running, like the whole day is just you running, or the whole day is you crying. So they're like, we have to switch some of these things up. But yeah, I did a lot of running.
Do you know how far you got in your own? Just as how many
oh,
miles?
Just on,
for
on
you,
each
yeah.
run?
Yeah.
Probably no more than like 3 miles.
Still
three
good.
Or 4 miles.
Still good.
No more than three
for
or
me,
4 miles.
You did nothing
but
before
me,
you said, right?
No, for anyone, that's great.
Yeah.
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 Have you kept it up at all?
I do still like running. I'm not doing it as much as I was doing it during prep, that's for mm-hmm. sure. But yeah, every once in a while, it's good for my brain.
Is there any part of you that wants to run a marathon one day?
No.
No, okay. All right.
No,
good answer.
The film is incredibly, I'm so proud of it. And people have been inspired and told me, too, that they're signing up for the marathon this year, which is unbelievable and such a compliment to of the real person, Brittany O'Neill. But I think I would go and cheer people on. I would maybe do a 5K or a half marathon at some point. But
those are great.
But a full marathon.
Yeah. It's superheroes.
Insane.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
The film is very funny, you guys. And and a lot of feels.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lot
I teared
of,
up, man.
A lot of inspiration. It's called Britney Runs a Marathon. Quick break. More with our guest, Jillian Bell, right after this on K-Rock.
Well, that song is on. We were talking about beepers.
JJ, the king of beepers, man.
JJ, the king of beepers.
What a weird conversation that was. Mm-hmm.
Jillian Bell, sounds like you still miss your beeper.
I do. I miss having a beeper. It makes me feel important.
Makes you feel like you're on the wire.
Yeah, or I could be a doctor at any moment.
Either way.
The wire go, or patient. A doctor. You run off.
Jillian Bell is our guest. The movie is called Britney Runs a Marathon in theaters this Friday. And you, I can't tell you how much we needed you on today's show.
Yes.
We really needed...
It took a lot of turns.
We had a lot of bad things on the show
today.
What
happened?
Well, National Radio Day, number one.
First of all...
Happy National Radio
Day.
Well,
not for us.
Oh, taking it away.
First of all, how do you... What's the longest you've ever gone wearing a pair of underwear, Brittany, without changing?
I hope we don't have to answer.
Excuse me, Jillian. Jillian, sorry.
That's how relatable you are.
I mean, I saw the movie yesterday.
I
just like to butt in and say, we're not going to ask all of her questions.
Yes, we're going to ask all the questions.
Wait,
this is ground we've covered today.
Yes. The longest you've gone without changing your underwear, yes.
I mean...
Please say a day.
It's like a day if I'm... A day and a half,
right.
Maybe? That's like taking a late shower.
Yeah, completely.
Or you sleep at a friend's house and you leave in the morning. We've agreed on that.
No, if I sleep at a friend's house, I'm wearing their underwear home.
Oh. I like it. No matter who it is.
Yeah, I go home with a present.
Sure.
Okay, good, a party good answer. All right, next question, because we cover this and we talked to multiple listeners who have done it. Have you ever... had sex in a porta potty?
No.
That's right? The right answer.
Disgusting.
We talked to two people who lost their virginity in a porta potty.
No, that's not okay. No, that's not okay.
All right.
They seemed to be happy with it.
They
really were. It was like, it was a good thing.
But if she had gotten pregnant, can you imagine that
baby?
Story?
There's no toilet.
Yeah, you call
baby.
It toilet.
Right. Okay, third, we were talking about the Emily Ratajkowski story recently. And by the way, there's no wrong answer on this. Hairy underarms for ladies, yes or no?
Oh, man. I think women should do whatever they want with their own bodies.
Agreed.
I shave my underarms.
Yeah. I said, it's great if you want to do that, but I'm not going to have a messy, musty hair and then those little balls of burp, burp, that's my deodorant.
Oh, the balls
Ew,
of deodorant
disgusting.
Just dangling
yes.
off like icicles.
Like, dudes have no idea that we can see that in your tank top. First of all, why are you in a tank top, sir? It's disgusting.
More embarrassing, I don't even know what you're talking about. So I must have had this my whole life.
Oh, no, you've got to check a mirror.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Not right now.
Okay.
And last question from today's show, Jillian. Are you actually afraid of clowns, or do you pretend to be afraid of clowns because that's the cool thing to do?
You know, I'm not... I don't know that I'm afraid of clowns because I love it. I'm excited about it, too.
Same.
And I love going to all the haunted houses, especially around... in October, there's the Terror Hollywood... What is it?
Hollywood Horror Nights?
Yes, Hollywood Horror Nights. Mm-hmm. I go to all of those things, so I enjoy a good
But
scary
those clowns
clown.
Are scary, though. But
they
you
are
just,
scary, but I'm
not scared of them real
But
life.
I'm excited to get scared.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
If you found a stuffed animal on your front porch, would you call 911
if like
it's a clown?
I would.
See? I would.
Okay.
I would.
So then people are afraid.
That is kind of scary. My sister scared me once by putting a fake spider underneath my luggage, and I'm arachnophobic.
Mm.
And I vowed to get her back. And I thought it would be really funny to hire an actor to play a clown and come and be standing in the house.
I like the way
that's
you
just randomly in the
yeah,
house,
just holding a knife,
for no reason, mm-hmm.
just
Perfect.
Holding a knife.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, your sister would legally be allowed to shoot him.
Yes, but it's not like she's packing heat.
Right.
She's not walking.
That you know.
Wait, did you do this?
No, obviously. I mean, she's here in the studio now.
You should have done that.
I mean, I haven't done it because, I thought it would maybe be a step too far.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to step. Not a lot of steps.
Okay.
Because to me, the hiding the spider under the suitcase was...
It's pretty evil.
Awful. Yeah. I cried. I go...
You cried for real.
Did you cancel the trip? This is what happened. My sister and her fiancé did it, mm-hmm. and then they... forgot I was coming in late that night, and so I got in and I saw it, and no one was awake, so I'm in a dark house
going
is it real? is it real? Screaming down the hallway so they can tell. Because part of me knew it was fake. Mm-hmm. And then part of me was like, I don't care. Right. It could be real.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
See, having a sister is fun, right?
Yeah. That's what you got from that story?
She's my best friend.
Jillian, we talked about the running in Brittany Runs the Marathon. We haven't talked about the sexy time.
Is this the sexy time?
Is this the most sexy time you've done in a movie?
Yes. I think it's my first sex scene.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it as awkward and uncomfortable as I imagined it would be? Or are you guys professionals that it's cool?
No, they're definitely odd. I had a good partner. Utkarsh is amazing. He's a great actor, and he just is also silly. So,
do any of you use the word sexy time?
No. Okay. No one says, now we're shooting sexy time.
Okay, that's on the call sheet.
That's not on the call sheet.
I'm feeling Brett Ratner does, though.
It's no.
Is it a toilet baby?
I just feel like that's a day you would dread on this calendar.
I was nervous about it. It was cool because by the time we went to shoot it, they were sort of like, well, we don't see your lower half, so if you want to just stay in your jeans. And I'm like, so I'm just in like pasties and jeans? And I'm like, well, that kind of makes you feel better, though.
Yeah. But then I would be, God, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I would be obsessed with what they want my face to look like to indicate that I'm having a good sexual
Your
experience.
Own face.
I will say also, I've been in a few screenings of this film, and twice I sat next to my mother. And twice she didn't know what to do during it.
That's awkward.
But, you know, she's great. She's hip. She's with it. Yeah. She knows it happens.
She have a beeper?
She's aware of sex. But I was also so scared to see it for the first time. I'm like, what face do I make?
What is never, unless there's a mirror above you, you don't know what your own face is.
And obviously it's very different because you're acting and you're not actually experiencing.
Oh, no, I'm always acting.
That's sad.
Yeah. Sorry.
And also, Jillian, you had like 30 people around you.
Yeah, there's too, 30 people, and there's just like a sound guy being like, like holding a big boom and just like struggling because the take is 7 minutes long or something.
Right. Well, congratulations to Utkarsh there. That's great.
Yeah,
that was the most racist way to say Utkarsh.
The movie is very, very funny, you guys, and you will tear up. It's also very inspirational. It's called Brittany Runs the Marathon in theaters this Friday. Before we let our friend Jillian Bell go, and let's not make it so long before you come back again.
Oh, I'd love to come
once
back.
A week, if that's cool.
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay. We do want to do 60 seconds with Jillian Bell. Allie has prepared questions for you. Just the first thing that comes to your mind. You're a great improver, so you'll enjoy this. 60 seconds on the clock. Jillian Bell.
If you could join the cast of any TV show, past or present, which would you choose?
Sex and the City?
Which Dateline host would you want to cover your murder?
I gotta pick Josh.
Yeah. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
If animals could talk, which one would be the biggest a-hole?
Oh, a cheetah.
Creepiest thing you could say to a stranger that you pass on the street?
How's it going, hot tamale?
If I was murdered, what would you say about me to the Dateline host?
She lit up the room.
Damn it! If you could change one thing about yourself, would you? And what would it be?
The voice that sometimes tells you you're not good enough. Everyone's got that, right?
Yeah, no. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Alex said no.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Okay. You can bring one album to a deserted island. Which one would it be?
Flaming Pie by Paul McCartney.
Good answer.
Wow.
That's certainly acknowledged as the best Paul McCartney album.
Paul's like, what? That one?
He's looking up to see if he made it.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Remember the Jillian Bell days?
She's the best.
She rules. So fun.
Love her.
Go see the movie, guys.
Right now?
On Friday.
Brittany Runs a Marathon, yes.
On Friday.
Yeah, I've already seen it, but I will see it in a theater just to give them money.
Yeah, go see it again. Yeah. Allie, it's your time for our final look at what's happening on this Tuesday.
By the way, Jillian also has a clothing company called Neon Witch.
Called what?
Neon Witch. Okay. And a lot of the shirts are like about murder and stuff. They're just funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're great. They're great. Yeah.
Hey, Allie, I need you to do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Ruben tells me we have a giveaway that we haven't done yet because we've been so busy today.
Okay.
Would it screw up if I did it real fast
Please
here before
do
what's
it.
Happening?
Yeah.
Okay. If you are into Sands Sports, the Sands Sports Super Show is happening at the OC Fair and Event Center on September 13th through the 15th. We have a pair of tickets for you right now. It's the most exciting dune and dirt sports expo in the world. Just call now, 1-800-520-1067. Caller 20, you win from K-Rock. Here's Allie. Thanks.
Like, one of the shirts is just a woman sleeping, and then on the TV it just says murder shows next to it. And then really cute pictures of, like, dolphins flying through the water with palm trees, and then it just says anxiety underneath or depression underneath.
I feel like you could very well be a sister of hers.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. They're a great family, you guys. So I just got this email from Dave, and there's just a sad, frowny face. And I thought, okay, this is going to either be about some Instagram dog that's dead.
Because that's what Dave...
Or something. Yeah. Things that he cares about that would make him sad. Well, I wasn't ready for this. Vanderpump Rules restaurant sued for allegedly causing patron to be hospitalized with extreme food poisoning. This is an exclusive from The Blast. Here's the thing. This woman arrived in L.A. with her family for a vacation. The group made their way to Sir Restaurant, which is owned by Lisa Vanderpump from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, also Vanderpump Rules. According to the suit, after eating whitefish covered with an orange cream sauce, along with broccoli and potatoes, 1 hour into eating her meal, her head suddenly whipped back, causing her body to move forward as well as she felt a hot sensation rise from her stomach into her chest and then into her throat that she was unable to control. Her head came forward while vomit filled her mouth, and she began vomiting profusely and then defecated through her clothing.
Oh, wow.
Geez,
wow,
you have left that last part
too
out.
Too much information.
She was unable to stop vomiting or defecating as she kneeled on the floor. That's when staff members came over and began throwing water on her.
Too much information, man.
I'm sorry, they threw water on her?
But did not offer any further assistance. You can't just hose a woman down that just pooed herself. And like, what is happening?
I mean, that is charitable. It's just not the only thing to do.
Correct. I will watch Vanderpump Rules if this is going to be on a very special episode.
They called 911. She was taken on a stretcher out of the restaurant to Cedars-Sinai. She spent 3 days in intensive care and a 5-total-day stay in the hospital before being cleared to fly home. So,
wow,
that's not good, guys. That's not what you want.
No,
agreed.
So that made Dave sad.
I'm completely stunned by this information.
Is it a toilet baby?
I don't know about that. Here's the thing. I've had food poisoning before, but usually it's a good, you know, maybe 5-6 hours later.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not that instantaneous.
Yeah, that's weird.
In the restaurant.
In the restaurant. It says in the lawsuit, according to The Blast, an hour into the meal. That has to be like a severe, like allergic reaction, right?
So. Number one, I hope The Blast does a video about
Agreed.
This.
Agreed. I do too.
Absolutely.
But also, I feel like I can get sick very fast from food.
During
the meal?
Maybe an hour or two.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, if I eat cheese, yes, but that's an allergy.
No, I think I can get sick from food.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. I know people think that's not possible, but I mean, clearly, there's that story.
But it could also be she ate some, like a cream sauce. Maybe it had something in it that she was allergic to. Eat it. That would explain it more than a food poisoning.
Yeah, agreed.
Maybe.
Isn't that creepy?
Yes, sir, it is. Ooh. Well, Stephen Amell has found his first post-Arrow gig. Very much in his wheelhouse. The actor is signed on to headline Heels. It's an 8-episode drama series on Stars about the men and women who chase their dream in the world of small-town pro wrestling.
He's such a weirdo genius.
He loves him some WWE. He's been on Raw. He's been on SummerSlam. He's all over the place. So this, it seems like his dream gig right there.
He's been involved in some pretty cool matches, actually.
Yeah. Wasn't one against Bad News Barrett guy?
Wade Barrett, I believe so.
Yeah.
And he did one against Christopher Daniels.
Some bad news for you. Isn't that him?
Hasn't been around in a while, but yes. I'm excited you know who that is. I know you like wrestling.
I liked him because he was super hot. They'd be like, hey, how's it going? Well, do I have some bad news for you? And then he'd body slam him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes! Yes!
That's
yes.
Danny Bryan.
Yes.
Love him.
Yes. 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 Yes.
What are you saying?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Keep going, man. What else is
yes.
story?
Yes.
What's your point?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
What are you getting at?
Yes.
I'm at no
yes.
now.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's,
yes.
We got it.
Yes!
How much longer? I'm like, do we have five more minutes?
Yeah.
I will say, though, when I was in Vegas this weekend, I did channel his wife, Brie Bella, and I did, after taking a shot, go, Brie mode! And no one knew what I was doing.
Oh,
and
that's so sad.
It was real
You're
sad.
So excited, and then, no one got it.
No one got it.
You gotta be kidding me.
Guys, if you're Robert De Niro's assistant and you're making $300,000 in your salary, maybe work while you're there. Maybe don't binge watch, quote, astounding hours of Netflix at work. Maybe don't steal his frequent flyer miles. What? Maybe don't buy floral arrangements, lavish trips, iPhones, Uber rides, a Louis Vuitton handbag.
The dude's already making $300,000.
Dog yeah. sitters. Yeah, this woman, wow, she had it pretty good and thought, I can really pull one over on this guy. It's Robert De Niro. You don't
She's
think
a total loser.
He's well. Got enough people, like, watching that could be like, something ain't right. Something's not adding up here. So, not a good situation.
She has two vaginas.
And she had two vaginas. Which is kind of cool. I don't know if you guys saw this. A picture of Adam Brody and Rachel Bilson reunited at an airport. So they took a picture and everyone's like, OC reboot. Because of course...
The sweetest couple in the world.
Oh, love them. Didn't you?
Yes.
And when, you know, when people see people from a TV show that you love together, like Kevin thinks this every time that Courtney Cox and Rachel...
Is there going to be a reunion?
Rachel?
Jennifer Aniston.
Rachel. When they're together, people are like, is there a reunion? Well, people immediately started writing underneath the post of their picture, what about a reunion? What about a reunion? So he said, yeah, totally return to the show for so much money. So Adam Brody, why? Just let us give you money. We'd like an OC reboot.
Now, in real life, Adam Brody is with Leighton Meester, right?
Yes.
And in real life, Rachel Bilson is with whom?
She was with Hayden Christensen.
Yes.
And no longer is.
No longer is. Okay.
Yeah.
Glad so, Pascal, what's up?
Great question, sir. speaking of Jennifer Aniston, did you guys watch the Morning Show trailer?
I did.
Holy.
It looks great.
Looks really good. Yeah. Looks really, really
good.
It
does good.
Look good. Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell. It's going to be on Apple TV. It's called The Morning Show. 20-episode order of this. It's
That's a huge order.
Yeah. And wow. they are getting paid handsomely. It looks so good.
Watching it, I just couldn't believe that Aaron Sorkin wasn't involved because it had so much newsroom feel.
And a lot of walking and talking.
Yeah.
Right?
Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks real good. By the way, you know that that's Brian Stetler, the guy from CNN?
Yes.
It's his book, Top of the Morning.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the background of the show.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I love newsy stuff, so I'm real excited.
We're going to have to buy another streaming service, it seems.
Yes, it sounds
yes.
like it.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
There's Tim
yes!
Cook right there. All right, guys, some birthdays for you. We have got Robert Plant, Al Roker.
I pooped my pants.
He is also in the lawsuit against... no. Amy Adams, Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
Andrew Garfield, and from Limp Bizkit, Mr. Fred Durst.
Give it up for Limp Bizkit!
Thank you.
That was
so
Jensen.
Much, Jensen.
Thank you.
And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie, and you drive home today.
Excuse me, I'm screaming.
Tomorrow morning at All New Kevin and Bean Show, you called 911 for a lame reason. We're going to want to talk to you. Plus, we have passes for you for the Pasadena Daydream Festival, which is The Cure and Deftones and a whole bunch.